This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Waking the Vengeance by Preacher Porn. Chapter 1. My story is one that many people will find hard to believe. I'm living it, and I find it hard to believe. You see, I was that guy. You know the one, the 90-pound weakling too smart for his own good, too dumb to excel. Well, that is until the day I woke. Let me back up a bit. My name is Greg Masters and I can control people's minds. I know, sounds like bad science fiction or some kind of erotic story fantasy, doesn't it? But it's not. See, until that fateful day I was your typical nobody. I was the oldest of two. My parents had been high school sweethearts who got pregnant right after graduation. I was born when my mom was 19 and a year later my little sister Charlotte was born. My dad, Silas Masters, was head deacon of our church and a mid-level accounting manager for the city we lived in all our lives. I was never what you would call athletic, much to my father's shame. I was more of a reader and dreamer, even from a young age. My sister, well, Charlotte was everything I wasn't. Where I was normal and plain, Charlotte, even as a child, got people's attention with her looks and bubbly personality. She was blonde-haired and blue-eyed and even as a child a thing of beauty. For us life was normal. At least normal as we saw it. My parents, as I'm sure you've figured out, were very religious and ultra-conservative. As a leader of the church, my dad made sure we attended the private school run by the church, and it was there, I think, that my life was primed for this change. It happened when I was 8. My dad, still trying to toughen me up and make me into some kind of an athlete, enrolled me in the church's little league team. The first day of practice was the start of one of the worst years of my life. Coach had lined us all up for batting practice, and I was next up behind the pastor's son Kent. Now Kent was big for his age and a powerhouse, but he also was a bit accident prone. So, the first pitch happened and Kent swung for the fences, only the bat slipped from his hands, sailed through the air connecting with my temple, knocking me out. I woke up a week later with a fractured skull, having been put into a medically induced coma to allow the swelling in my brain to subside. The doctors warned my father that I had suffered something they called a traumatic brain injury, and there were a lot of potential side effects. That ended my baseball career and left me with debilitating migraines and a changed personality. Where until 8 I had been quiet and calm, now I seemed to be filled with an uncontrollable anger at the slightest provocation. This led to 10 years of my father and the pastor being convinced that I had become demonic, and I was both physically and emotionally abused as they and others in the church tried to drive the devil out of me. Nothing worked, but one strange side effect was that after a couple of years I could take a beating without feeling anything unless someone connected with my head. Then I'd end up with a migraine which would last for days. Because of that I struggled in school, not because I wasn't smart but because I missed a lot of days. I got held back in third grade after the accident because that year my headaches were so bad I couldn't concentrate, and then again when I hit puberty. The doctor told my parents that the hormonal changes were the causes for the increase of headaches. And who knows, maybe he was right. What I do know is that it led to me becoming the oldest kid in my class by 2 years and a grade behind my little sister. Okay, so enough background. My dad is a controlling ass, my mom is a nurse and my little sister is a hottie who is a grade ahead of me in school. Then when I turned 19 everything changed again. Dad's job got downsized and we couldn't keep attending the church-run private school. That's what led to what I call the second event, the one that changed everything. Before I tell you about that, I should tell you about my sister Charlotte. I mean, I already told you she was friendly, perky and beautiful, but she was also my biggest supporter and closest friend. When Dad or the church elders went too far trying to drive the devil from me, it was Charlotte who would sneak into my room and doctor my welts, bruises and scrapes. That was the only act of disobedience my perfect little sister ever performed. Other than that, she really was the perfect child. She obeyed without hesitation, she smiled even when doing the worst jobs given to her, and she was kind and friendly to everyone. However, at 18 she'd also never been kissed or even gone on a date. Dad wouldn't allow it, and she never tried to sneak around his rules. Me, I was the opposite. I got beat no matter what I did. So, I did what I wanted. However, my opportunities for sexual experimentation weren't much better than my sister's. Except for the divorcee down the street who took my virginity and taught me to please a woman, there was no one. After all, I was the guy no one was interested in. I wasn't even a nerd or a geek. I was basically invisible. That was fine with me, I didn't like people anyway. Well, except for Charlotte. Charlotte was my baby sister, and I loved her. Probably more than a guy should love his sister and I knew that, but hey, I was demon-possessed anyway so may as well go to hell for lusting after my sister. Besides, while I may have wanted to fuck my sister, I would never have done it because on top of lusting after her I did truly love her. Which is what led to my becoming woke and gaining my powers. It was the end of the first week of Charlotte, and my first year in public school. It was Friday and I exited the building to look for my sister for our walk home together. I instantly saw red when I noticed her struggling to get out of the arms of the school's star quarterback who was obviously trying to put his hands where they didn't belong. I could hear the tension in Charlotte's voice. "Stop it, Brock." "I said no, let me go." I felt the blood rushing into my head and it began to throb under the scar where I'd taken that baseball that long ago. I rushed up, shoving past his two buddies from the team.
"I don't be like that, Charlotte, you know you want me."
"Hey,
take your hands off my sister."
He looked at me and laughed. "Go away, little masters, this is man's business, not pussy boy business." Without thinking, I reached into the planter and grabbed up a rock and threw it at the back of his head. This caused him to let go of my sister, but then he turned on me.
"Did you just hit me in the head with a rock, dickless?"
He advanced toward me and drove his fist into my stomach. Now again, I'm not big and I wasn't expecting to be hit, but thanks to my dad and the elders of the church I didn't really feel pain anymore, so I got knocked on my ass. The three football players laughed until I reached out and grabbed the same rock and stood up, throwing it at Brock again, and this time hitting him in the forehead.
"Why, you little shit?"
He turned on me and grabbed me by the shirt, and his big right fist slammed into my mouth, busting my lip. Then he did it again and again until blood was dripping down my shirt. Then, because my anger had spiked and I felt the pressure building behind my scar and I knew a whopper of a headache was coming, I spat the mouthful of blood right in his face. He threw me to his buddies. "Hold him while I fuck him up beyond recognition." The two Neanderthals grabbed hold of me as Brock advanced on me. Charlotte was holding on to his arm, promising to do anything if he just let me go. He smiled and leaned close to me.
"You hear that, loser? Your sweet sister just promised to be my bitch if I let you go. But instead I'm gonna fuck you up, and while you're laying there helpless I'm gonna make her my three-hole bitch while you watch, knowing you weren't man enough to stop me.
When I'm done she'll be begging me to use her, and you'll know who turned your little sis into a cock-addicted slut. Maybe when I'm done with her I'll let Rick and Carl here have her too. Heck, maybe we'll all three take her at once." That's when it happened. The pressure that had been building in my head snapped. I mean, it literally snapped. I heard and felt a snap and suddenly everything seemed clearer, sharper. I looked into Brock's eyes and saw he meant every word he was saying. They were going to beat me and gang rape my sister. When I said I saw it, I actually saw him picturing it in his mind, and then I did the impossible.
"No, you won't,"
I said, and I looked to my right at Rick.
"Let me go."
His hands dropped to his side and he just stood there. Then I looked to my left at Carl.
"You too. Let go."
His arms dropped and they both stood there, looking lost in thought. Brock looked shocked.
"What are you doing? Hold him so I can fuck him up."
I looked at Brock and laughed.
"You don't understand, do you? You fucked up Mr. Star Quarterback. I'm in charge here. You want someone to become a cum slut?
I agree, the football team needs a cum slut." I looked at the two linebackers standing on either side of me.
"Carl, Rick. Why don't the two of you drag Brock here into the locker room and—
What was it you said, Brock?
Fuck him until he's begging you to use him like a cum slut. When you're done, make sure you share him with the whole team."
His two friends grabbed him and started dragging him toward the locker room.
"What's wrong with you asswipes?
Let me go."
I called out to them.
"Stop."
They stopped while Brock struggled to get loose. I walked up to him, still not understanding why this is working. Yet somehow I knew I was causing them all to do what I say. I looked Brock in the eyes.
"Brock, you're going to hate everything that is happening to you, but you won't be able to help getting turned on by it. Every time one of them comes in you or on you, you'll beg for more cum. You won't be able to stop yourself, you will crave it from the first drop. Oh, and you'll never come near me or my sister ever again, or next time I'll make you want to fuck a dog or maybe a horse. I hear that donkey sex shows are big in Mexico."
I looked at the two linebackers.
"Fuck him good, fellas, and don't forget to share him with the whole team."
I turned to see Charlotte standing beside me, her eyes wide with shock and fear.
"How did you do that?"
"Don't worry about it." I winced when I saw her face clear and the fear and shock drop away.
"Okay, thank you for rescuing me.
I will always be what you need me to be, Charlotte. I love you and I'll do anything for you. Don't you know that?"
She looks at me.
"You will?" Again, I saw what she was thinking and suddenly I realized my sister, the hottest girl I knew, lusted after me, just like I lusted after her. I smiled and leaned in close and whispered in her ear.
"All you have to do, Charlotte, is ask me to find out."
Then we headed home, blood still dripping from my battered face. As we got to our block I could see Dad's car sitting in the driveway. Just my luck. There was no way I'd be able to get cleaned up and in bed before he saw me, and that would mean another beating, or worse, another session at the church with the elders all trying to beat the evil out of me. Sure enough, as we came in the door Dad was hanging up his jacket in the closet and took one look at me.
"What have you gotten yourself into now, Greg? Fighting? You can't stay out of trouble to save your life, can you?"
"Daddy," Charlotte said. Greg was a hero today. He saw some boys trying to force me to have sex with them after school and he stood up to them and stopped them. Then they beat him up for it. Dad, instead of acknowledging that I had done the right thing, turned his nastiness on my perfect sister. So not only is Greg continuing to act like the devil, now you have taken to enticing young men to the point of making them sexually frustrated enough to attack you. That's what happens, Charlotte, when you dress like those loose girls at your school.
That was all I could take.
I grabbed my father and stepped right up face to face with him.
"Shut your mouth.
Charlotte is perfect.
She never does anything wrong and you know it. Don't you ever talk to her like that again.
I could see my command sink into his mind.
He nodded.
You're right. Charlotte is perfect. She would never do anything wrong.
You, on the other hand, seem to be filled with the devil again.
I guess I'll need to call Pastor James and schedule another session for us.
I didn't mean to do what happened next. I had just been pushed too far for one day. Still looking into Dad's eyes, I spit out.
You and Pastor James can go fuck each other. I'm done letting the two of you beat on me.
Without another word, my dad turned, pulled his jacket out of the closet, put it on, walked out of the house and drove off. Charlotte looked at me and I looked at her, wondering what in the world had just happened. Suddenly I was more tired than I had ever been and started to slide to the floor. Somehow my little sister got me upright and helped me upstairs to my room. She helped me wash my face and took off my shirt before getting me into my bed. I fell asleep while she was doctoring my beat-up face. An hour later I was jarred awake by my sister's cell phone ringing.
Hey mom, what's up?
What? OMG, are you kidding me?
Okay, I'll let him know.
No, he's sleeping. He had a bad day today.
No, I don't think it's a migraine this time.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, okay, see you when you get home.
Charlotte hung up the phone and stared at me, her eyes wide.
What?
I asked.
That was mom.
She's headed to the jail. Dad's been arrested.
What?
No way. Dad's Mr. Conservative Christian Deacon. What would he do to be arrested for?
Charlotte stared at me and swallowed.
Greg, he left here and according to mom drove over to the church, stormed into Pastor James' office, grabbed him by the back of the neck and bent him over his desk. Dad then ripped off his pants and fucked him. Then once Dad was done, he begged Pastor James to do him and when the pastor wouldn't, Dad apparently forced the pastor to fuck his face. Dad's in jail on charges of sexual assault and rape. Pastor James is in the hospital.
You did that, Greg.
You told Dad for him and Pastor James to fuck each other.
You made Dad fuck the preacher.
Just like you made Carl and Rick stop holding you and drag Brock to the locker room.
How did you do that?
Don't be silly. I can't make people do things.
Charlotte looked at me.
Then how else do you explain it? You told Dad to do that, and now he's in jail because he did it. I bet if we had followed the guys to the locker room we would have seen them fucking Brock because you told them to.
When you stopped them and whispered to Brock, what did you tell him?
I thought about it, and realized Charlotte was right. I had caused those things. If I looked into someone's eyes and told them to do something, it seemed they just did it. Then, without thinking, the words slipped out of my mouth as Charlotte and I looked at each other.
Fuck me.
The next thing I knew, Charlotte was stripping off her clothes and climbing up onto my bed, pulling on my belt buckle.
Shit, I just commanded my little sister to fuck me and here she was doing her best to do just that.
As much as I wanted her, I didn't want her like this. Not because she had to. I reached out and grabbed her face and looked her in the eye.
Charlotte, stop.
She stopped and looked at me.
Oh my God, Greg, I was going to fuck you.
Why'd you stop me?
Because you're my sister and I didn't mean to tell you to do that.
I was just cursing when I realized that you were probably right.
When Brock told me he was going to make you his cum-addicted slut, something inside me snapped, and all the pressure building in my head went away and I suddenly felt powerful and energized.
What did you tell Brock when they were leading him away?
Why do you want to know?
Because this is on the school's Snapchat.
She showed me a video clip of Brock covered in cum and begging half the football team to fuck him and give him their cum. The whole time he was begging them, he was jerking on his dick obviously hard as a rock.
I couldn't help it.
I started to laugh.
I told him that he'd get excited by being fucked by them and that anyone who came would make him addicted to their cum. I figured since he thought the team needed a cum-addicted slut that he should fulfill the role himself.
Charlotte blushed.
You made him take my place or the place he said he was going to put me in?
Yes.
I told you, Charlotte, I love you. I will always take care of you. I'd do anything you asked me to.
She looked at me.
Then please, Greg, take my cherry.
What?
You heard me. I'm asking you to take my virginity right now.
I shook my head.
Not tonight, Charlotte.
I could see her getting upset.
I'm not saying that I won't pop your cherry. I'm just saying I'm not going to pop it tonight. However, I did tell you that I would do whatever you asked me to do, so why don't you get in bed and I'll make out with you for a while and make sure you get some relief from the day you've had.
Charlotte's whole face lit up with her smile as she grabbed me and hugged me tight before climbing back up in the bed and laying on her back looking at me.
I finished getting undressed and climbed back into bed with her.
Now, like I said, I'm not really impressive physically, but I'm also not unimpressive, if you know what I mean. I'm well aware from PE that I'm not the biggest dick in the schoolyard, but I'm not tiny either. For some reason, one day last year every guy in my class had measured themselves and I stood a solid 6.5 inches long with a slight inward bend and about 3 inches wide. But to my innocent and virginal sister it must have looked like an anaconda because her eyes got wide and she gasped when she got her first look. To say that I wasn't putting on an impressive display would have been an understatement, as seeing her naked had me hard enough to pulverize diamonds.
Charlotte reached out for it and then stopped, looking at me to make sure it was okay.
I smiled and nodded.
It's okay, Char, you can touch it if you want.
She reached out and took it in her hand and wrapped her fingers around it, causing me to gasp at the pleasure of having her silky hand wrapped around my cock. She was staring at it while slowly stroking it.
It's so soft and warm but hard too.
It's big too, are they all this big?
I couldn't help but smile at how innocent my sister was.
It's kind of sad in a way.
She was 18 and had never even been kissed, yet her she was stroking my dick and doing a very good job of it. and at the same time, asking questions most girls had answered in middle school. No, some are bigger and some are smaller. Just like tits on girls. Mine is a bit bigger than average, but not much. She looked up at me and smiled.
Can I?
Can you what?
Charlotte blushed.
I want to kiss it.
Can I kiss it, Greg?
Just her asking made my cock twitch, and she giggled.
It moved.
Yes, it moved. You made me excited asking if you could kiss it. That's one of the ways I react when I'm excited. So you want me to kiss it?
Charlotte, sweetie, I would love for you to kiss my dick or lick it or put it in your mouth and suck it like a soda straw.
Really, there isn't much you could do to it that I wouldn't like, except hit it or bite it. Very shyly, Charlotte leaned her face toward my dick and first rubbed it up and down her cheek, then she turned her head and started kissing all up and down the length of my cock. Then she licked it from the bottom all the way to my piss hole, causing me to spurt a good amount of pre-cum.
It's leaking.
I laughed.
It's supposed to leak.
Run your finger across it and get some on your finger.
She did.
Now you can rub it between your thumb and finger.
See how slick it is?
That's my pre-cum. It helps get my dick ready to fuck without friction.
Oh, like when I get wet from touching myself.
Yeah, exactly like that. Before I could say anything else, Charlotte had leaned down and licked the head of my dick, sucking a little and gathering all the pre-cum into her mouth.
It's sweet and salty.
I like it.
Jesus, Charlotte. You're gonna make me cum if you keep doing things like that.
She giggled and then shocked me to the core when she opened her mouth and started sucking on the head of my dick like she was trying to pull my insides out through my dick. When her tongue slid across the underside of the head, my hips thrusted up and I buried 2 more inches of my cock in my sister's mouth. She moaned and looked up at me.
Move your head up and down like that, Char, and see if you can get my whole cock in your mouth.
She responded instantly, and I realized that once again I'd commanded her to do something. She started bobbing on my cock, taking more in with each downstroke until she hit her gag reflex. I put my hand on the back of her head, and she looked up at me again.
Next time when you feel like you're going to gag, keep going but swallow at the same time.
She hummed a positive sound and did exactly what I told her, and suddenly my whole cock was sliding down my innocent sister's throat. Holy shit, my virgin sister was deep-throating me, and it was the best thing I'd ever seen or felt. I let her continue as I stroked her hair, and she started humming and moaning around my dick, and suddenly I knew I had to stop her or come down her throat. I reached down to her shoulders and lifted her off my cock. She fought to keep me in her mouth the whole way.
Aw, Greg, I wanted you to come. I wanted to taste it.
Jesus Christ, Charlotte!
Come on, honey, let's get comfortable on the bed. I want to make you feel good too.
I promise, when I'm ready to come I'll let you know, and if you want to taste it, I won't stop you. She climbed onto the bed and smiled at me, making my already hard cock throb.
You promise?
I climbed over her and leaned down to kiss her passionately.
Yes, I promise I'll let you taste my cum when I come, hell, I'll let you suck it all down if that's what you want.
Oh goody, that's exactly what I want.
If I'm going to be anyone's cum addicted slut, I want to be yours.
I won't pretend that the thought of my gorgeous little sister becoming my cum slut didn't excite me. I just wanted her to want to be mine, not to be made to mine at my command. I needed to figure out how to control my power before I really mess Charlotte or someone else up. I needed someone I didn't care about to practice on. I'd think about that later. For now, I was going to lose myself in showing Charlotte how good she could feel. I leaned back down and captured my sister's lips, and soon our tongues were thrusting and rubbing against each other, mimicking what we both wanted to do to other parts of our bodies. After a few minutes of deep kissing, I moved on to kissing and licking and nibbling my way down my sister's neck, starting just below her ear. I noticed when I hit a spot just below her jaw that she gasped and moaned, and I spent a few minutes sucking, licking and lightly biting until she was panting and thrusting up into the air with her dripping little cunt. When I started moving down to her tits, I realized I'd left a huge mark on her neck. There was no way she would be able to hide it, and my dick got even harder knowing that everyone would see that my sister had been marked and claimed. That no one would know it was her own brother who had marked her was even hotter. I moved on to her perfect tits, and man, were they perfect. I know some guys say, the bigger the better. But I like just a bit more than a handful, and at 32 C's my sisters were perfect with their slight upcurve and large pink areolas and nipples about half an inch long and the color of cotton candy. I started by placing little sucking kisses all around them while avoiding the nips themselves. I went to the areolas, letting the outside of my lips barely touch Charlotte's nipples. Then, when her back was arched and she was begging me to suck her titties, I did just that and gave a quick hard suck on each of them before backing off and starting all over again. I've heard people talk about sensitive nipples, but I'd never experienced any that were as sensitive as my sister's. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore and I latched onto her right nipple and took her left one between thumb and finger, rolling and lightly pinching. All the while I worked her other nipple with my lips, tongue and teeth. Then, after about 10 minutes, I switched to the other one. I kept switching back and forth until Charlotte was a slobbering, twisting, orgasmic mess. After about the fourth switch, my precious baby sister had an orgasm just from having me suck her titties. 2 more switches and she was building toward another one. That's when I moved on down and started kissing my way to that tight virgin pussy I wanted to taste so badly.
Oh God, Greg, what are you doing now?
I smiled up at her.
Why don't you just lay back and enjoy Charlotte? I promise I'm going to make you feel so good.
I tugged lightly on her thin pubic hairs, causing her pussy nectar to run down and drip off her asshole. Then I slid down and licked her from her puckered star right up to her clit hood, and her hips shot off the bed as she groaned in pleasure.
Oh. My. God.
I continued with the big long lick, savoring the sweet flavor of my sister's virgin cunt. I swear she tasted just like a ripe peach and was twice as juicy. That's when I sort of lost control and just dove right in tongue-fucking her, trying to lick up all her nectar. I licked and sucked and nibbled at her juicy cunt and lips, purposefully avoiding her clit for now. But the real treat was when my tongue came up against her hymen. To taste her virgin barrier caused me to almost come right then and there, and it did exactly that to Charlotte as I lapped at her barrier. He grabbed my head and clamped me to her pussy, screaming my name as her pussy walls squeezed at my tongue rhythmically, and she came and came and came some more. I just kept licking and drinking the fluids that gushed out of her sweet honeypot until she finally let me go.
What the hell was that?
That, my pretty little firecracker, is what we call a screaming orgasm. I've never felt anything like that. Can we do that again?
Well, we could, but I have another little pleasure I want to share with you, if that's okay.
She looked at me, her eyes hooded with desire.
If it will make me feel like that, then yes. If I do it right, it will be even better.
How can it be better than that? I laughed, and started to lick her again, and once she was humping at my mouth, I moved up just enough so that my tongue flicked across her clit, which had risen from its protective hood. She grunted in response. I started circling her clit with my tongue, flicking across it hard every few minutes. Then, when her honey was flowing down her legs, I moved my hand up and slid on finger inside her and brushed her barrier with the tip. She responded by thrashing, and I had to back off to not to break through with my finger. Instead, I curled it, and found that secret spot just above her pelvic ridge and rubbed it softly before tapping it hard 3 times. Then I started to slowly pump my finger in and out, tapping her G-spot every few pumps, all the while circling her clit with my tongue and stroking over it in time with the tapping on her G-spot. I listened as her breathing and moaning increased and her hips bucked up harder and harder, and when I knew she was getting close, I started tapping more and concentrating on licking her clit. When she was starting to babble, and I could feel the contractions of her cunt wall and knew her orgasm was approaching, I sucked her clit into my mouth and began to suck hard on it. Charlotte's head was thrashing. Her body was bent in a bow so high I thought she might break her spine. I licked the finger on my other hand and went right back to sucking her clit. As I felt the first contraction of her orgasm hit, I pushed the finger in her pussy hard against her G-spot, clamped my teeth lightly on her clit, and shoved my other finger right up her ass. Charlotte let out a scream and squirted her girl cum a good 2 feet over my head. And then she collapsed on the bed, passed out cold from her hard cum. I finished lapping up her spend and then climbed out from between her legs just as she began to stir. When I was beside her, she turned and attacked my mouth with hers. When she came up for air, she started to babble.
Greg, I didn't know it could be like that. No wonder the girls at school all want to have sex all the time.
I laughed.
Sweetie, we haven't had sex yet. That was just fooling around.
Well, I want to do that all the time.
Can we do it again?
I pulled her close and kissed her on the tip of her nose.
You're insatiable. How about we take a break, grab some food and get you hydrated? You lost a lot of fluids. Then I'll show you something else you might like.
After a quick break for sandwiches and water, we headed back up to my room and right back into bed.
What are you going to show me now?
Well, you told me you wanted to taste my cum.
Do you still want to?
Yes.
Then I thought we might try out a 69 position.
Charlotte looked at me and wrinkled her forehead.
I heard some of the girls in the locker room talking about that, but usually they're talking about doing each other.
What is it?
Well, there are a few ways to do it. My favorite is for the girl to climb on top and put her pussy right over my mouth and then lean down and take my dick in her mouth, and we both pleasure each other. Or we can both lay on our sides, or the guy can climb over the girl and feed her his cock. But the way I like it gives you the most control. But I'll try any way you want, if you want to try it at all.
She bounced on the bed in anticipation.
I do. I told you I love what we're doing. I want to try it all. Let's do it your way this time. We can try the other ways later.
Okay, then let me slide down the bed a little bit, and then you climb up and put your knees against my shoulders and lower your pussy on my mouth. Charlotte slid into position above me and I leaned my head up and shoved a second pillow under it to hold it in position.
Whenever you're ready, just take me in your mouth and do what I showed you earlier. I'll start licking you when you start sucking me.
Charlotte didn't waste any time. She just shoved her pussy down on my face and leaned forward and sucked my rapidly hardening cock into her hot, anxious mouth. Sucking and bobbing with abandon. Jesus, my sister was a natural-born cocksucker. I needed to concentrate, or I was going to blow my load before she was even warmed up. I dove in, taking large licks from asshole to clit several times and felt my sister start to moan on my cock, the vibration sending delicious shockwaves through my body. I switched up and decided to play a bit dirty and curled my tongue and stabbed it into her tight asshole over and over, causing her to scream around my cock before I moved back a few inches and did the same thing, fucking her tight pussy with my tongue. Then I licked her and sucked her clit before moving back in and fucking her with my tongue in the ass and then in her pussy. After about 10 rotations of that, my sister turned the tables on me and swallowed my cock into her throat and just kept swallowing and swallowing. Before I could even gain any control, my hips were slamming upwards fucking hard into my sister's throat and mouth. Then as I grew harder and felt my cum boiling up out of my balls, my baby sister slipped me out of her throat and kept just the first couple of inches of my dick in her mouth, sucking and bobbing hard as I blew rope after rope after rope into her mouth. That was the last straw for me, and I stabbed my tongue into her pussy and licked her virgin barrier over and over while letting my finger push against her clit in time with each lick. My softening dick slipped from my sister's mouth as she arched her back and screamed at the top of her lungs.
Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck! Greg, I'm coming!
as she ground her mound into my mouth. That's when the door to my room slammed open and I heard my mom yelling.
What is going on in here?
Oh my God!
Charlotte, get off your brother!
Fuck. Now things have gotten real.
Chapter 2.
I stabbed my tongue into my sister Charlotte's pussy and licked her virgin barrier over and over while letting my finger push against her clit in time with each lick. My softening dick slipped from my sister's mouth as she arched her back and screamed at the top of her lungs.
Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck! Greg, I'm coming!
As she ground her mound into my mouth. That's when the door to my room slammed open, and I heard my mom yelling.
What is going on in here?
Oh my God!
Charlotte, get off your brother!
Fuck. Now things got real. Charlotte rolled off of me and we could both see my mother standing in the doorway, her face red with anger. Mom looked right at me, rage and hatred shining in her eyes.
Your father was right. You do have a demon in you. How could you do that to your own sister?
Using my power, I looked Mom in the eye. Mom, calm down, come into the room and take a seat on the bed. Mom visibly calmed, and her face returned to its normal color as she walked over and took a seat on the foot of the bed, facing Charlotte and me.
Now let's have a calm discussion about what you think you just saw, Mom.
What do you mean what I think I saw?
I saw you making your innocent little sister sin sexually with you, like the evil demonic being you are.
I looked at Charlotte and sighed. This was how it had always been. Whatever Dad said was law, at least as far as Mom was concerned. She not once went against him. She never thought for herself here at home. It was something I could never understand. She was the charge nurse at work. The boss, and she had to make decisions all the time. However, at home, she didn't seem to think for herself. I had been thinking earlier that I needed someone to practice on to see what I could do. Someone that I didn't care if I messed up. While Mom had never actively attacked or hurt me, she certainly had never shown motherly care or concern. Both Charlotte and I were legally adults now and didn't need a parent, really, so if I messed up and did something that damaged Mom, it wouldn't be a total life change for us. We had mostly been latchkeys since our teens anyway. So I decided, right or wrong, that Mom, who wasn't a bad-looking woman just not a motherly mom, would be the person I'd actively try to change. Plus, she would be the one I would experiment on to see just what I could and couldn't do with these powers. I guess you know what I did next. I looked at my mom and pushed my power at her.
Mom, you aren't upset with having seen Charlotte and I making out. You love seeing us so loving and close. You think it's fantastic that we have so much love and care for each other. You love that we want to be intimate with each other. You like it so much that you would be fine if we did start having sex. In fact, you would do anything to see our bond grow stronger. You know you can't talk about it to anyone but us, but that's okay as well. If anyone comments to you how close and loving we seem, you'll just tell them that we have an unbreakable bond between us, almost like twins.
I could see my words changing her thoughts. She began to remember all the times that Charlotte had taken care of me when the elders had hurt me. She remembered how scared Charlotte had been when that bat broke my head. She suddenly realized that our bond was special and lovely, and she didn't want anything to come between Charlotte and me. Then she surprised me. I could see the thought bloom in her head before she opened her mouth.
Greg, Charlotte, since you two have decided to take your relationship in this direction, I don't see why Charlotte shouldn't move into this bed permanently.
Interesting. I wanted to see how committed she was to this idea that had come from her own thought process.
What about Dad?
I don't think he'd let us sleep together, Mom. Mom nodded.
Yes, that might be a problem, but Daddy won't be out of jail until Monday at the earliest.
I still have to call my friend Janice and see if she'll represent him at his hearing Monday. So if you two want to sleep together until then, we'll worry about your father after that.
Now that surprised me. Why was Mom asking her friend to represent Dad? To the best of my knowledge, Mom's college roommate Janice was a high-powered lawyer, but she didn't normally do criminal defense. Why would Mom and Dad want her to be his lawyer? Shouldn't Mom have just called and asked her for a recommendation of a good criminal defense lawyer?
I thought Miss Snyder was a family and probate lawyer. Doesn't Dad need a defense attorney?
Mom smiled, and I was shocked at the memory image that flashed through her mind as she spoke.
Janice is a woman of many talents. She did criminal defense before family law.
While that may be what Mom had said, to my surprise, the memory in Mom's mind was that of her and Dad kneeling before Janice, each licking one of the woman's patent leather boot-clad feet. I needed to know more. Since I had already decided that Mom was going to be my test subject for my powers, I tried something.
Mom, I'm going to ask you some questions. You will not be able to lie or refuse to answer. You will tell me the complete truth to any question I ask you. No matter how much you don't want me to know the answers, you will still give them to me. None of the questions will seem odd to you, and none of them will upset you.
Mom nodded, of course, Greg. Who is Janice to you?
Janice is my everything.
Now that was a confusing answer. What does that mean?
It means that she owns me. She is my mistress, my lover, the most important person in my life. Without her, I would have to find a new owner, or I would go crazy.
I had read about this but never thought it was true. My mom was a submissive.
You are her sex slave?
Sex is part of it, but I am not just her sex slave. I am a natural submissive. I must have an owner, or I am not complete.
How can you belong to Janice and be married to Dad?
I belong to both.
Janice is my mistress, your dad is my master.
Does Dad know that you belong to Janice?
Yes, your dad is what is called a switch. He is both a submissive and a dominant. He needs to both be owned and to own others. Wow, this was mind-blowing. This information explains so much. Why Dad was always bossing us around and expecting us to do everything he said without question. Now, what was I going to do with this information? One thing was certain, I needed to have a conversation with Janice. I didn't want my dad to find a way out of the situation he was in. Having him in prison would make my life simpler. Of course, with this power I could make my life easier anyway. Still, I wanted Dad gone. But first, I wanted him to know I was the one who had taken away his freedom. I looked at my mom and then my sister. Both were good-looking. Charlotte was beautiful, and I could see that her looks came from Mom. Apart the age difference, they could pass for sisters. Mom kept herself in shape because of her job. I had wanted to test my powers on Mom, and I knew what I was going to do next. I also knew it was really fucked up, but I honestly couldn't resist. I was going to take ownership of Mom away from Janice and Dad, but before I could do that, I was going to have to do the one thing I'd been trying not to do. I was going to have to change Charlotte. I looked at Mom. Mom, go take a shower and get into comfortable clothes. Then fix dinner and let us know when it's ready to eat. Mom smiled and then stood. Good talk, kids. I'm going to go take a shower and then make dinner. I'll call you when it's ready. She got up and left. I turned to Charlotte, ready to do the one thing I really didn't want to do. But she spoke before I could. Greg, I'm like Mom.
What?
No, you're not. You're nothing like Mom. You're sweet and kind and good. Charlotte shook her head and put a hand on my cheek. No, I mean I think I'm a natural submissive like Mom. That's why I always do what I'm told. Now I was shaking my head. But you don't always do what you're told. If you did, I wouldn't have had to get beat today because you'd have just gone with Brock and let him fuck you. Also, you wouldn't have ever helped me after Dad and the elders tried to beat the demons out of me. Charlotte sighed. You don't understand yet, do you? I could disobey them because you were involved. I didn't want to have sex with Brock or become his slut because I wanted to become yours. That's why I could resist. In my mind, I already belonged to you. The same with Dad and the elders. It's also why I've been able to resist Pastor James trying to let him purify my body. I belong to you, but if you don't claim me soon, I won't be able to keep resisting. I was shocked at the things she was saying, and I wanted to find out more about what she meant by Pastor James trying to let him purify her body, but I needed her to understand I didn't want to force her to do anything. Charlotte, I told you I'll make love to you, but I don't want you to do things because I force you to do them. She stood and screamed. Arg! You don't understand. Even without your powers, I will do what you tell me to do. I need you to tell me what to do. Not ask, not suggest, I need you to tell me to do things. I need it, Greg. Without that, I will have no choice but to find someone who will tell me what to do. Someone who will dominate me and control me. I shook my head. You don't understand, Charlotte. Mom can refuse to do what Dad or Janice tell her to do. If I tell you to do something, you won't be able to resist. Charlotte grabbed me and kissed me hard. That's perfect for me, Greg. To me, that's the ultimate turn-on. A master I can't ever refuse sounds like my wildest fantasy come true. Please, please, make me your sister slut, your sex slave, your perfect pet. That's what I need. I took my sister's head in my hands and looked deep into her eyes, allowing myself to enter her thoughts and realize for the first time she wasn't playing, and this wasn't a sexual fantasy. This was something she needed so that she could be her true self. She'd survived by sheer willpower until now. But she was reaching a critical point where she had to be owned, controlled, domineered by someone, or she would go crazy, mentally and emotionally. She had chosen me before she was even old enough to understand that she had chosen me. When I was hurt as an 8-year-old, she had realized that she needed me. She needed to make me okay and take care of me. She needed to do what I wanted her to do. However, if I didn't accept her soon, she would reluctantly give herself to someone because her resistance was fading. So, as I held her and looked into her eyes, I resolved to take the first step on the road that would probably damn my soul to hell. But I couldn't think of anything else to do. I didn't trust anyone else to have control of my precious baby sister. Charlotte, you belong to me. From today on, I am your master and you are my sister slave, my sister slut, mine to command and use. You live to please me. You will only obey me, no one else, unless I tell you to. Charlotte fell to her knees and started rubbing her face on my quickly growing cock. Thank you, master. Oh, thank you. I love you, master. I love you so much. Then she swallowed my cock and began to bob and suck like her life depended on it. As much as I was enjoying what she was doing, after my look into her psyche, I knew I couldn't let her get away with giving me a spontaneous blowjob. I hadn't given her an order even though what she was doing was pleasing to me. It wouldn't encourage what she needed from me. I grabbed her head and pulled her off my dick. Did I tell you to suck my cock, slut? Charlotte looked at me, her eyes wide. No, master. Then why was my cock in your mouth? I wanted to thank you for making me yours, master. You wanted to thank me by making a decision for yourself? I thought you needed someone to control you, to command and dominate you. But the first thing you do as my property is make your own decision. Charlotte's eyes got wider as she realized what she had done. I'm sorry, master. You are right. I was a bad girl. You must punish this slut for her behavior. Oh dear lord, I hadn't thought about punishments. I didn't know if I could hit my sister, even to give her a spanking. You are right. You deserve to be punished. So here is your punishment. You can't come until tomorrow. You will pleasure me as much as I say tonight, and it will excite you. Your need to come will grow and grow with everything we do, but no matter what, you won't be able to come.
Yes, master.
Thank you, master, for punishing your slut. Now get back down there and suck my cock.
Charlotte dropped and took me back into her mouth. I let her set the pace for a bit but realized that Mom was going to be calling us down for dinner soon. So, I grabbed the side of her head and began to face fuck her, shoving my cock down her throat over and over, causing her to cough and gag. But I didn't stop. I just kept ramming my cock into her throat until I felt my balls begin to boil, and then I pulled out and shot my cum all over my sister slut's pretty little face.
You will leave my cum on your face, slut, until it's time for bed. That way, anyone who sees you will know you've been claimed.
Charlotte reached up and smeared my cum all over her face, making sure to cover everything.
Yes, master, thank you for claiming your sister slut.
I pulled her up and kissed her lips.
I love you, Charlotte. I hope you're happy now.
She wrapped her arms around me.
I'm so happy, Greg. Thank you for being my master.
I held her for a minute before pulling back.
Now go start moving your things into my room. From now on, you sleep with me unless I say otherwise.
Charlotte squealed and then ran to her room. I could hear her pulling clothes out of the closet, and she ran in with an armful and started hanging things in my closet.
Once you get your things moved over, I want you to go take a bath. But make sure not to wash your face. Then put on your pajamas before dinner.
Yes, master.
I'm going downstairs to talk to Mom.
I was now ready to see if I could actually take a submissive away from her dom and dom. Time for my next experiment with my mom. I grabbed my boxer briefs off the floor and pulled them on before heading downstairs to the kitchen. As I entered the kitchen, I had a moment of regret about what I was going to do to my mother, the person who had given me life. Then I remembered that my father had belittled and beat me for the last 10 years, and mother allowed it. She never acted motherly and tried to stop the abuse. Instead, she had acted like the submissive she was and allowed her master to try and destroy her son's will. With that thought in mind, I suddenly didn't regret what I was about to do at all.
Hey Mom, what's for dinner?
Carol looked up at me and then back at the vegetables she was cutting.
I have sticky rice in the rice cooker and in about 15 minutes, I'll do shrimp stir fry to go with it.
I looked and noticed she had the wok and coconut oil out. Carol was very health conscious because of her job, which included dealing with sick people all day, so she used the healthiest ingredients she could when she cooked for our family. I looked her in the eye and took the knife from her hands.
Sit down. We need to talk.
Mom walked over to the table and sat.
Can't this wait, Greg? I really need to get the food ready to fry. Don't worry about dinner, it will wait. Things are about to change around here, Mom.
Her face wrinkled in confusion.
What do you mean? You have to know that Janice isn't going to be able to get Dad out of jail. He attacked and raped the pastor. They have his DNA. He's going to go to prison probably for a long time. Even if he doesn't go to prison, he's going to end up in a mental institution. What he did is either criminal or insane.
Mom shook her head.
Mistress will find a way to get Master out.
I stood and walked over, pulling a chair up beside Mom and took her head in my hands, holding her so she had to look in my eyes.
Mom, look deep into my eyes and don't look away. I'm going to tell you a truth. When you hear it, you will begin to believe it is the truth. Then I will ask you to repeat what I say, and you will do so. As you repeat it, you will know it is the truth deep inside you. It will become truer to you each time you repeat it, and by the time you repeat it 5 times, you'll know it's the truth all the way to your soul. Tell me what is going to happen.
Mom licked her lips, which she often did when she was nervous.
You are going to tell me a truth. When I hear the truth, I will begin to believe it is the truth. You will ask me to repeat it, and as I repeat the truth, I will know it. By the time I've repeated it 5 times, I'll know in my soul it's the truth.
I smiled at her.
Good girl. Now here is the first truth. Silas is not your master. He is weak, and you don't belong to him.
Mom groaned and tried to shake her head.
Repeat it, Mom.
Her mouth worked a few times before she said haltingly.
Silas II is not my master. He is weak, and I do not don't belong to him.
I smiled at her.
Good girl, say it again. Silas is not my master. He is weak, and I don't be belong to him.
Again, a tear ran down her face as she repeated the phrase the third time. She repeated it with anger the fourth time, and the final time she had no emotional response at all. I smiled at her and kissed her forehead.
Good girl, Mom. Now tell me who is your master.
Mom looked at me and said,
What are you talking about? I don't have a master, silly boy.
I hid my smile.
But I thought you told me you're a natural submissive and had to have someone to control you.
I am, but I don't have a master. I only have my mistress, Janice. That's right, I forgot.
Are you ready?
Here is the next truth, Mom. Janice is not your mistress. She gave you up after college. You have no mistress.
Mom gasped and started shaking her head.
No, that's not true. Janice is my mistress.
So, this one was going to be harder than Dad. That made sense, in a way, since both Dad and Mom were subservient to Janice. But I remembered reading an article about how the military broke people's will in black site prisons, and I knew that with my powers, there was something that I could do to force Mom to say the phrases and get her to accept the new truth.
Mom, when you repeat the truth I tell to you, then you will feel sexually aroused, getting closer and closer to an orgasm as you repeat them. If you try not to repeat them, you will experience pain like when you had your children, and it will get worse and worse until you repeat the truth. Now, here is the truth. Janice is not your mistress. She gave you up after college. You have no mistress. Now repeat it for me.
Once again, she started to shake her head, and then she grabbed her belly and started to groan. After about a minute she was shaking, and her face turned white.
All you have to do to make the pain go away and pleasure to take its place is to repeat the truth, Mom.
Say it, Janice is not your mistress. She gave you up after college.
You have no mistress.
Mom tried to resist another second and then, as the pain grew unbearable, she screamed.
Janice is not my mistress. She gave me up after college. I have no mistress.
Instantly the pain was gone, and I could see by her the way she bit her lip and her nipples hardened that she was feeling the arousal.
Say it again and feel the pleasure increase.
Janice is not my mistress.
Oh, so good.
She gave me up after college.
I have no mistress.
So nice.
Her hand started to wander down to her pussy. But I reached out and held her hand.
No touching, Mom. Repeat your truth.
She repeated it a second time, moaning, and I could see the crotch of her sweatpants start to dampen. The third time she repeated it, she was soaked, and the smell of her arousal was strong in the kitchen. The fourth time she was trying to hump the air looking for anything to satisfy her need to come. By the fifth time, she was panting and sweating, all but begging to come. I looked at her and smirked.
Mom, who is your mistress?
Mom was still moaning and groaning.
I don't have a mistress. I haven't had one since college. I thought you were a natural submissive. If you don't have a mistress, who tells you what to do?
Mom tried to think through her arousal.
I don't know, I guess I need to find a dom or dame. I have one more truth for you, Mom, and this time as you repeat it your arousal will double each time. The fifth time you will beg to come. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. I smiled at her.
Good girl, here is your last truth. Greg is your master. He is the only one you obey. Your master, Greg, is the most important person in the world to you. You live to please him. You will die to protect him. You worship Greg and want only to be his perfect mommy slut.
I didn't even get a chance to tell her to repeat it before she was moaning it out.
Greg is my master. He is the only one I obey. My master Greg is the most important person in the world to me, and I live to please him. I will die to protect him. I worship Greg and want only to be his perfect mommy slut. The second time she repeated it, she was vibrating with need. The third, she was standing and pulling at her clothes. The fourth time, she stripped naked and knelt at my feet. Then came the last repetition.
Greg is my master. He is the only one I obey. My master Greg is the most important person in the world to me and I live to please him. I will die to protect him. I worship Greg and want only to be his perfect mommy slut.
She looked up at me and reached to me.
Please, master, let your mommy slut come. I need to come for you, master, please let me come.
I reached out and put my hand on her head, stroking her hair. I'd done it. I'd broken her and turned her into my sub. My loyal, worshipful, mommy slut. I looked up to see my sister standing in the doorway to the kitchen. She smiled at me.
Master, you have turned mommy into your slut too?
Yes, now get those pajama bottoms off and get up on the table and spread your legs.
Charlotte raced to do what I said, and I looked at Mom.
Mommy slut, get the coconut oil and lube up my cock and then your ass. I'm going to fuck your ass while you eat your daughter's cunt. When I slam my dick in your tight ass you will come and keep coming the whole time I'm in you, but you won't stop eating Charlotte's pussy. When I come you will have the most explosive cum of your life.
My mother spun and grabbed the bottle of oil as I pulled off my underwear. She began to coat me with the coconut oil, and then she shoved the end of the bottle into her ass and squeezed it until the oil was running out of her onto the floor. She pulled the bottle out of her ass, and then walked over to where Charlotte was laying on the table.
Fuck your mommy slut's ass, master.
Then she buried her face in Charlotte's pussy, licking from the bottom all the way to the top before diving in with abandon. I stepped around the pool of oil on the floor and grabbed Mom's ass cheeks and pulled them apart. I couldn't believe how much my life had changed in one day. From being weak and abused to having the power to take my vengeance on anyone who'd ever wronged me. First my parents, one in jail and one about to get fucked up the ass. The bullies at school.
And before the weekend was out, I'd start planning on how to get vengeance on the rest of the church elders and Pastor James. But for now, I was going to enjoy my new slut. I lined my cock up with Mom's brown pucker and with all my strength I slammed my cock into her ass with one stroke until I was buried as far as I could in her tight ass. She screamed ecstasy into my sister's cunt, and I began to pound away in Mom's tight colon as hard and fast as I could. Charlotte was moaning and humping against Mom's tongue and Mom was moaning and screaming in her wet hole as I pounded away. I knew I wasn't going to last long, but it wasn't about lasting or even about pleasure. It was about showing my mom that I was the best at making her come and that she had been right to accept me as her one true master. After about 10 minutes I came with a roar and Mom's head came up from Charlotte's dripping pussy as her back arched, and she screamed,
I, MCUMMINNNGGGGGGG.
Oh God, so good, so fucking good. Thank you, master, thank you for letting me be your mommy slut.
I pulled out of Mom's ass and watched as her sphincter opened and closed as her orgasm continued for another 2 minutes. Then she fell, exhausted, onto the table, still lazily licking my sister's pussy. I walked over to where my underwear was laying and pulled them on.
I'm going to take a shower.
Charlotte, get dressed and then you and mommy slut clean up this mess.
Mommy slut, once the mess is clean, finish fixing dinner. We need to make plans for tonight and tomorrow while we eat.
I heard both my sluts answer.
Yes, master.
As I went upstairs to shower and put on some sleep pants. At dinner I laid out the new family rules. That, for now, Mom would continue to sleep in the master bedroom, but that might change soon.
Then I told both women that downstairs they were to be dressed in case someone came by the house unexpectedly. But upstairs they were to never have clothes on. I told Charlotte that she and Mom were to shave all the hair off their body from below the nose down and to keep their bodies smooth at all times. They were to take care of bodily needs as they needed to. I went on to explain that if I wasn't around, they should do what they thought I would want them to do. In public they were to call me Greg and act like they always had. I questioned Mom and found out that she wasn't sure if she had access to all Dad's bank accounts or who actually owned the house and cars. I would need to go get Dad's car from the church tomorrow. First, I had one other thing I needed to take care of. Mistress Janice. I had Mom call her and asked her. Mistress. To come over and help her calm down Charlotte, who was hysterical about her daddy's incarceration. I had Mom suggest that it might be an opportunity to add Charlotte to Janice's submissive stable. Mom hung up and told me that she was on her way. I had Mom and Charlotte strip and assume the classic slave pose, kneeling on the floor, legs slightly apart, arms behind their backs, tits thrust out. And then we waited. It wasn't long before the doorbell rang and I went to the door where Janice Snyder stood. She was 39, just like Mom, and the exact opposite to Mom. Where Mom was like an older version of Charlotte with blonde hair and blue eyes. Janice was olive-skinned with typical Greek features, dark hair and eyes. She was just about as tall as me, maybe 5'10 instead of 6 feet, and stacked. She was dressed for success as always, and I got hard knowing what was about to happen. Hi Miss Snyder, Mom and Charlotte are in the family room. She smiled at me, but I could see in her eyes that she didn't even find me worth making a slave out of. How are you holding up, Greg? I shrugged, playing the wimpy whipped puppy. I'm okay. Mom and Charlotte are upset though. Maybe you can help them settle down. Janice patted me on the head like the puppy she considered me to be. Don't worry, buddy. I'll take care of them. I followed her into the family room and heard her gasp as Mom and Charlotte came into view. What the fuck? Carol Pett, what are you doing? Neither Mom nor Charlotte looked up, staying in the submissive posse. I walked around Janice and stepped between my two sluts, laying a hand on each of their heads. They instantly looked up at me, each wrapping their arms around one of my legs. They won't answer you, slut. They belong to me now. Janice looked at me, and I could see the hate in her eyes. You think you have the control to take my toys from me, little Greggy? She snapped her finger and looked at Mom. Carol, come here right now, or Mistress will have to punish you. Mom didn't even look up at her. I took my hands off both Charlotte and Mom's heads and they both looked up at me. I smiled at my sister. Go get ready for bed, Charlotte. I'll be up when I'm done talking to Janice, slut. Yes, master. Janice screamed. Don't you move, bitch. I own this family, not that little wimp. I looked at Janice and she tried to stare me down. I caught her eyes and then pushed my power as I said. Janice, you will be silent and not move unless I ask you a question or tell you that you can. I could see that she was going to defy me to prove I wasn't in control, and she opened her mouth and realized she couldn't speak. Then she started to shake as she tried to move and couldn't. I laughed at her. Look at me, Janice. Don't look away until I tell you that you can. You think you're dominant, but you aren't. If you were, you'd be able to resist what I'm telling you to do, but you can't. In fact, you're the weak one. You're the submissive one. You realize that now. You've only been acting like the dominant because you didn't know what a true master was. However, now you do. I'm the actual master. I'm your true master, and I'm going to prove it to you tonight. Once I do, you will fall at my feet and beg me to make you my pet, and if I think you're worthy, I might accept you as my lowest slut or I might reject you and let you leave feeling lost and hopeless. Now strip. I want you naked like all good sluts should be. Janice's eyes widened with disbelief as against her wishes her body obeyed me, and she started removing her clothes. She looked back at me now with fear and confusion instead of anger. For the first time I saw in her mind that she was beginning to think I might actually have been right, and she wasn't the dominant mistress she thought she was. Her complete surrender to me was going to be fun. Chapter 3. I walked around Janice and stepped between my two sluts, laying a hand on each of their heads, and they instantly looked up at me, each wrapping their arms around one of my legs. They won't answer you, slut. They belong to me now. Janice looked at me, and I could see the hate in her eyes. You think you have the control to take my toys from me, little Greggy? She snapped her finger and looked at Mom. Carol, come here right now, or Mistress will have to punish you. Mom didn't even look up at her. I took my hands off both Charlotte and Mom's heads and they both looked at me. I smiled at my sister. Go get ready for bed, Charlotte. I'll be up when I'm done talking to Janice, slut. Yes, master. Janice screamed. Don't you move, bitch. I own this family, not that little wimp. I looked at Janice and she tried to stare me down. I caught her eyes and then pushed as I said. Janice, you will be silent and not move unless I ask you a question or tell you that you can. I could see that she was going to defy me to prove I wasn't in control. She opened her mouth and realized she couldn't speak. Then she started to shake as she tried to move and couldn't. I laughed at her. Look at me, Janice. Don't look away until I tell you that you can. You think you're dominant, but you aren't. If you were, you'd be able to resist what I'm telling you to do, but you can't. In fact, you're the weak one. You're the submissive one. You're starting to realize that now. You've only been acting like the dominant because you didn't know what a true master was. However, now you will soon. I'm the actual master here. I'm your true master, and I'm going to prove it to you tonight.
Once I do, you will fall at my feet and beg me to make you my pet, and if I think you're worthy I might accept you as my lowest slut or I might reject you and let you leave feeling lost and hopeless. Now strip. I want you naked like all good sluts should be.
Janice's eyes widened with disbelief as against her wishes her body obeyed me, and she started removing her clothes. She looked back at me now with fear and confusion instead of anger. For the first time I saw in her mind that she was beginning to think I might actually have been right, and she wasn't the dominant mistress she thought she was. Her complete surrender to me was going to be fun. I walked over to Janice and patted her on the head.
That's a good girl, Janice. You're going to be a very good submissive slut.
Then I stared into her eyes again and pushed.
From now on, when I say you are a good girl, you will instantly become aroused and need me to stick my cock in you. You hate that it arouses you, and you will try to fight it. But the harder you fight it, the more you need my cock in one of your three slut holes.
The fear in her mind actually excited me. Finally, I wasn't the one everyone could whip on. Now I was the one cracking the whip.
I'm going to release your body in a moment, Janice, but you will not try to leave this room. You also will not attempt to harm me or anyone else in this house. I'll let you speak again too, but you will not yell or scream. You will speak in a calm and normal tone of voice. You will not try to contact anyone outside this room. You can now move and talk.
Just like I expected, Janice reached down to get her clothes. I pushed at her again.
You will not redress or cover yourself in any way, slut. Take a seat on the couch.
Janice stopped picking up her clothes and walked over and sat on the couch.
How are you doing this?
I smiled at her.
That's a good girl, Janice.
I watched as she fought against the need to have me inside her. I decided to answer her question.
I told you, Janice, I control you. I'm a true master and all the submissive sluts must obey me.
She was panting with need and the smell of her desire was permeating the air.
Oh God.
She finally broke and reached for my throbbing cock as she hissed.
Fuck me, you bastard!
I stepped back out of her reach.
You are not in control here, slut. If you need something from me, you will beg me for what you need. You don't command.
She pulled her hand back and gritted her teeth, trying not to do as I said. I laughed at her.
You can't win, slut. I'm going to ask you some questions and you will not be able to do anything but answer them fully and honestly. You can't lie or even try to misdirect me.
Janice groaned and started rubbing on her clit, trying to get relief.
No touching yourself, slut.
Her hand moved away from her hot button, and she finally broke.
Oh God.
Greg, please fuck me.
I need it.
I can't stand it anymore, shove your cock in me. Please shove it in my mouth, my pussy, my ass, I don't care where, just fuck me.
Why should I?
What?
What do you mean, why should you? Why should I grace you with my cock? You don't belong to me.
Remember, you're the big bad mistress.
How many submissives, besides my mom and dad, do you have anyway?
Five, I have five other submissives.
Five, so seven with mom and dad. One for every day of the week. Who are they?
My doorman Jim, my PA Terry and Barbie and Candace, both of which are students at the community college. Please, Greg, I can hardly think. Please stick your cock in one of my holes. Not until you admit that you're a submissive slut, not a dom.
But I am a dom. Maybe I'm a switch, like Silas.
You aren't a switch.
I'll prove it to you.
Which of your female sluts is the prettiest?
Barbie, without a doubt, she could be a centerfold.
Then let's have a contest.
If in my presence you can control Barbie and get her to lick your cunt, then I will admit you are a switch and stick my cock in any hole you want.
I'll even give you back control of mom.
But only if you win.
Give me my phone.
I looked at my mom, who is still on her knees where I left her.
Mommy slut, get Janice her phone and take it to her. Then you can come sit beside me.
Yes, master. Mom walked over to Janice's clothes and pulled her cell phone out of her blazer pocket. Then she walked over and gave it to her former mistress.
Janice took the phone and smiled at mom. I'll have you soon, my pet.
I am not your pet, I belong to master only.
You'll be licking his cum off me soon, bitch.
Mom walked over and sat at my side on the floor where I stood and wrapped her hand around my leg, moving up toward my hard cock. I looked down at her while Janice dialed her submissive and ordered her to come to our house.
Mommy slut, you can worship my cock, but do not make me come or I will punish you.
Yes, master, thank you, master, for letting me worship you, magnificent cock. She took me in her hand and started to stroke my length. Her other hand reached out and fondled my balls. Before long she was on her knees sucking my dick and slowly swirling her tongue over the head again and again. Not like she was trying to get me off, but lovingly, worshipfully. The whole time Janice is watching and moaning, begging me to stick my dick in her and give her the relief she needs. After about 30 minutes the doorbell rings. I stop mom and pull on my sleep pants.
That would be your slut. I'll just go show her to the room.
I walked to the door of the family room and stopped.
Mommy slut, you stay right where you are until I return. While you wait, I want you to finger your pussy and ass and keep telling Janice how much better a master I am than she was ever a mistress.
Oh, thank you, master. Mom shoved one hand into her pussy and two fingers of the other one up her ass and started vigorously finger-fucking herself. The whole time as I walked to the door, I could hear her berating Janice for being a fake mistress. I opened the door and my jaw dropped. In front of me was the most gorgeous red-headed woman I'd had ever seen. She couldn't be older than 21 and her red hair was hanging down her shoulders in waves of natural curls. Her eyes were as green as an emerald.
She was only about 5'5" or 5'6" and she had on a simple tube dress that barely covered her more than ample breasts and perfect heart-shaped rear.
Hi, I'm Barbie.
I was supposed to meet my advisor, Janice, here.
I had originally planned to just command Barbie to refuse to do what Janice told her, but after looking at her, I wanted this woman on my cock. I pushed as I spoke to her.
Barbie, I'm Greg, I'm your master.
You don't belong to Janice anymore.
You only belong to me.
You worship me.
You obey only me.
You exist to serve me and only to serve me.
I hadn't realized how hard I was pushing, but I watched as her thoughts changed, and she suddenly couldn't think of anything but worshiping me, pleasing me, serving me. It was wrong and I knew it, but goddamn, if I wasn't going to keep her. She squealed like she just realized who I was and threw her arms around me.
Master, how can I serve you?
Barbie, we are going to walk into a family room in a minute, sitting on the large couch is Janice.
When you enter the room, I want you to walk over to her, kneel just out of her reach in front of her and say, I'm here, mistress, just as you commanded. Then when I walk into the room you will stay kneeling, but you will instantly turn your head to look at me and you will not take your eyes off of me after that.
You will also not acknowledge what anyone else says or does but me.
Yes, master.
Shall I get undressed for you?
I laughed, and she giggled.
Dear God, the sound of it went straight to my balls, causing them to tighten, wanting to pump this beauty full of my cum.
Not yet. Just do what I told you to do. She pouted but answered.
Oh poo. How am I going to get your cock in me if I'm dressed?
I reached down and ran my hand over her breasts, feeling her hard nipples and down her front to her mound. God, the girl was hairless and not wearing anything under the tube dress.
All in good time, my sweet.
No, let's go put a bitch in her place. We walked to the family room and I stopped just outside the door.
Go through that door and do what I told you.
She reached up and gave me a quick kiss on the lips.
Yes, master.
Barbie walked through the door and straight over to Janice, stopping about a foot in front of her and falling on her knees.
I'm here, mistress, just as you commanded.
I entered the door on her last word and cleared my throat, and instantly the red-headed slut turned her head to look longingly at me. I could see that this pissed Janice off, and she reached out and tried to physically turn the girl's head.
Look at me, slut, not that boy.
Barbie ignored her, and her head followed me as I walked over to where Mom was still sitting on the floor. It really frustrated Janice because as I passed the point where Barbie's head could turn, she turned her whole body to keep me in her sight. I looked at Janice.
This is your chance, Janice, prove you are at the least a switch. Be a good girl and command your slut.
Janice was all but vibrating with her need for me to stick my dick in her, and couldn't decide if she wanted to beg me to fuck her again or do as I said and win her freedom.
I can't think. Please, Greg. Please stick your cock in me and fuck me, so this need goes away.
I could see that she was almost ready to shatter, and I didn't need her completely broken, just her will.
Come over here, bend over the arm of the couch with your legs spread and your ass held open. I'll stick my dick in you and give you the relief you need to focus.
She all but raced around to the arm of the love seat, bent over it with her legs spread just past shoulder length, grabbed each ass cheek and pulled them apart, exposing her pretty brown outer pussy lips and puckered star. I walked up behind her and rubbed my cock head all over her dripping snatch, collecting all the moisture. Janice kept trying to thrust back and bury my cock in her cunt. I smacked her ass hard.
Stand still or I'll change my mind.
She stopped moving and whined.
Just fuck me already, so I can think about anything but needing your cock inside me.
With that I grabbed her hip and lined my cock up with her ass and slammed it inside her tight shithole. It went in about 3 inches and then stopped as Janice screamed and tightened her ass like a vice.
Awa! God damn you! That hurts.
I pulled my dick out and shoved the blood and shit-covered rod deep into her pussy, pumping it 5 quick times to clean it with her juices, and then pulled out.
That should do you. I believe you'll find that the need to have my dick in you is gone.
I walked over to the far side of the couch, with Barbie's eyes following my every movement, and sat down.
Get on with it, Janice. Prove you are more than a submissive slut. Command you sub here to eat your nasty cunt.
The anger was back in Janice's eyes. Between the brutal plunge into her ass and then cleaning my dick in her pussy, she was pissed at me. She walked over in front of Barbie and looked at the girl. I could see the confusion on her face when Barbie didn't even acknowledge Janice was standing in front of her.
Barbie, stand up, take off your clothes and then eat my pussy until I come.
Barbie just kept staring at me with adoration on her face. Janice reached out to pull her head around and I pushed a command at her.
Stop. No touching her. That's force, it's not domination. Use words to get what you want from your sluts. That's what a true dom does. Would you like a demonstration?
She growled at me and then nodded.
I pushed as I said. Come, Janice.
Janice's knees gave out, she collapsed to the floor, as she threw back her head and screamed.
Oh God! Oh God, I'm C-U-M-M-I-N-N-G-G-G.
Before she was even finished, I pushed again.
Come harder than you ever have before, Janice.
She arched almost on her head and toes only and thrust upward.
Oh, not again. I'm coming ag again and never come this as hard.
Then she ran out of words and just kept screaming and spasming for a full 3 minutes. You see, Janice, you aren't a dom, you're just a submissive fighting her nature. See what a true dom can do.
I pushed at my mom.
Mommy slut, come harder than you ever have in your life right now for me.
Mom screamed and shook and her cum shot across the room in a steady stream, splashing off the still recovering Janice. I looked at Janice, covered in her own and mom's cum, and asked,
do you understand now, Janice?
She looked at me and I could see that all resistance was gone. She fully believed she wasn't a dom, and had never truly been one. She now knew she was a submissive who had been denying her true nature.
She nodded. What do you understand, Janice?
She rolled over onto her hands and knees and crawled to me.
I understand that I'm not a dom, I'm a submissive. I've always been a submissive. I didn't even have to push.
That's right, you're a submissive. Probably the most submissive person I've ever met. What does every submissive need, Janice?
She crawled right up to me and started kissing my feet.
A dom. But you don't have a dom, do you?
Yes, I do.
You do? She looked up at me with fear and need in her eyes.
Yes, master.
Holy shit, I'd done it. I'd turned a mistress into a completely submissive slut. I reached down and pulled her up until her head was level with my cock.
Good girl, Janice slut.
She groaned as my earlier command hit her.
Please, master, please stick your cock in me.
Not yet, Janice. You need to commit to me. I'm going to tell you your truth and you will repeat it. Then I will fuck you and you will keep repeating your truth, and every time you repeat it you will come, each time getting stronger as the truth becomes your whole purpose. When I come in you, then you will come 10 times harder than your last come. Once the pleasure fades away, your purpose that you've been repeating will become your reason for living. Are you ready?
She laid on the floor and spread her legs.
Oh yes, master, please tell me the truth so I can fuck you and do all that you said.
Here it is. Greg is my one true master. I live only to please him. His every desire is my command. I worship him with all my heart, body, mind, and soul. Everything I have belongs to him. I will die to protect him. He is my reason for living.
I slide off the couch with my cock laying against her soaked pussy hole.
Start repeating your truth, Janice slut.
She looked in my eyes and I saw her devotion growing as she started to repeat what I just said. When she gets to,
he is my reason for living.
The first time as I thrust into her, and she comes. As I thrust over and over fucking her for all I'm worth, she continues to repeat the phrases over and over, almost not even stopping to breath. After 5 times you can't even tell what she's saying, but her lips are still moving, and I just keep hammering again and again as her cunt muscles clench over and over harder and harder with each consecutive repetition. We are both covered in her fluids and I feel my balls draw up so tight to my body that they actually hurt. Then I explode inside her, and she wails.
Greg is my one true master. I live only to please him. His every desire is my command. I worship him with all my heart, body, mind, and soul. Oh God, do I worship him.
So good master.
Everything I have belongs to him.
Fuck me.
I will die to protect him. He is my reason for living.
Then she slumped to the ground unconscious. I pulled out of her and before I could do more than stand, Barbie is speaking.
May I clean you up, master? I look down and realize I'm coated in cum and pussy juice from my belly button to my feet.
I think it would be best if I just took a shower, Barbie. I'm a huge mess.
She smiled at me.
May this humble slut wash you, master?
I smiled and held out a hand and she rose and took my hand. I looked over at my mom sitting on the small love seat across from the couch.
Mom, come sit on the couch.
I picked up Janice from the floor and laid her with her head on mom's lap.
Keep a watch on Janice. When she comes around, take her upstairs. Have her shower and put her to bed in Charlotte's old bed. Tell her to not touch any of my sluts tonight. Nor is she to leave before we talk in the morning. She may come into my room to wake me 2 hours before she is to meet with Dad. Then after she is in bed, you clean up and get to bed as well.
In your own bed, mommy slut.
Yes, master.
With that I turned and with Barbie's hand in mine, I headed upstairs to let my beautiful new slut wash me off. And maybe get me dirty all over again. I almost blew my load when the sexy co-ed pulled her tube dress over her head. Her tits were magnificent. Huge and round, a little turned up at the areola, and the nipples were the size and color of a ripe cherry. Deep red, almost purple and round.
My God, how big are your tits?
Barbie blushed, and it was the cutest thing I'd ever seen because with her creamy white skin it flushed all the way to those beautiful breasts.
I'm a 40EE.
You're beautiful.
Thank you, master.
I sighed, this master thing was fun, but the name was getting on my nerves.
Look, Barbie, when we are alone, I won't call you slut, and you don't call me master. I'll call you Barbie, and you can call me Greg.
She started shaking her head.
I couldn't do that, master. It wouldn't be right.
What I say is what is right.
Do not question me again, Barbie, or I will be forced to punish you. The slut who last got punished isn't allowed to come until tomorrow night. Do you want me to have to punish you with that or worse?
Her eyes got wide.
Oh no, mas, I mean Greg. I will be a good slut.
I'm sorry I displeased you.
Once I had the water the right temperature, Barbie and I entered the shower.
If you've never been washed by a big-titted slut, I highly recommend it. Barbie took my body wash and filled her hands with it, and soaked up her massive boobs.
Then she proceeded to use them like washcloths on my back as high as she could reach, all the way down to my ankles. She took extra time at my ass cheeks and even tried to shove one of those large nipples into my asshole to get it all clean. Then she coated her hands and did the back of my neck and shoulders where she couldn't reach with her tits. Next she rinsed me off, and then did my face, neck and shoulders with her hands before once again soaping up her hooters with my body wash, and then she proceeded to wash my chest and abdomen. However, she skipped any dangly bits, and went on down my thighs and legs. Then once she was on her knees, she soaped up extra and grasped my cock between her knockers and began to run them up and down my dick. Holy shit, she was giving me a titty-fuck as a way of cleaning my cock. Before I could say anything, she had the head of my dick in her mouth as she continued to fuck my dick with her tits. Even after all the times I'd come tonight, I didn't last long between her mouth and titties. I came and she swallowed every drop and made sure to lick out the cum clinging to the hole of my dick. Then she smiled up at me as the water cascaded down my body, rinsing away any suds left.
You are all clean, Greg. Is there anything else you'd like me to do for you?
I really wanted to say yes, but I knew that I just didn't have it in me to go yet another round tonight.
Not right now. Finish getting rinsed off and let's go to bed.
As you wish.
Barbie quickly finished and then insisted on toweling me dry herself. Naked, we retired to my room and found Charlotte asleep on the bed. I woke my sister and introduced her to my newest slave, and then sandwiched between the two beauties I fell asleep. Tomorrow would be another full day. I needed to talk to Janice and figure out what to do about Dad and our finances. I also needed to decide what to do about the four women that were now my slaves and responsibility. Plus there was three more people in Janice's stable of submissives I needed to do something about as well, and still others that I wanted to get vengeance against that had tormented me. The more I thought about those that I owed payback, the more I realized that I wasn't the only one you deserved vengeance. What if I used my abilities to make things right in the world? Well, in my little town anyway. With those thoughts, I drifted off to sleep. I found myself standing in front of three beautiful women. They all looked like they might be related. One was elderly but still beautiful. Next to her was a woman about my mother's age, I'd guess, but without the typical middle-aged spread. Every part of her seemed fit and toned. On the other side of the elderly beauty was a young woman about my age or in her early 20s. All with pale skin and the blackest hair I've ever seen. Each of them had pale lavender-colored eyes. They stood in front of a huge wooden frame on which was stretched a tapestry that looked to be only half-finished. They noticed me and smiled. They all three spoke in sync, which was creepy beyond compare.
Welcome to the Hall of Destiny, Greg Masters.
I was shocked that they knew me, but then again it was my dream.
Hello?
This is not a dream, young man, this is a vision. We have taken you from your body and brought you here to explain why you have been given the powers that have been bestowed upon you by ourselves.
Powers?
I only have the ability to control people's minds. The three women shook their heads.
This is not true.
You have several abilities. You have only woke the ability to control minds because that was the only power you needed at the time. You will find when you wake that you have telekinesis and the power to change people and heal any illness or cause them as well.
I don't understand.
You say that you gave me these powers.
Why did you do that?
We are the fates. Our job is to weave the tapestry of existence. We ensure that what should happen does. In your part of existence, the balance had begun to shift toward the negative. We have given you the power so that you may be our vengeance on those that would break the balance between good and evil. You have already started on the right path of correcting the evil that has begun to overtake the good in your community. Continue to right the wrongs and restore the balance. You don't want me to make things better?
The three shook their heads in sync as well. It was beyond creepy.
No, there can be too much good or too much evil. Neither situation is good for destiny to unfold as it should. Right the wrongs that you become aware of and stop good from happening to those that don't deserve it. This will bring the balance back into your town.
Now I was worried.
What about the things I've done to the women in my life? Won't that upset the balance? What you do in your personal life will not upset the balance. Your sister was destined to belong to you. Your mother must belong to someone. If you don't wish her to be yours, then find her another. Her lover has begun to give in to the darkness, and you have reined her in. As such, you've started to restore balance. The one she brought you is our gift to you. There are still two more that must belong to you for balance to be restored. You will know them when the time is right. Others may be given to you temporarily, but the four will belong to you for the duration of your lifespan. Your sister, the one called Barbie, and the two you have yet to take. Janice is yours as her punishment, but can be given to another if you wish it. She is like your mother in that she isn't destined to belong to you, but may without damage of the balance. If we see that you are being corrupted, we will return you here for correction. Until such time, make things right where you live. As a reward for accepting the position as our vengeance, we remove all illness from you and will provide you with the body you've always wanted. Others will not notice the difference in you and think you've always been this way. Remember, Greg Masters, to bring balance back to your community and then help maintain it. That is all we ask of you.
I woke and sat up. That was the strangest dream I'd ever had. Then I realized that I felt different, stronger maybe. I slowly slid out of the bed and went back into the bathroom. Once I turned on the light, I gasped. I was changed. I wasn't a 90-pound weakling anymore. I had muscles and definition. My ribs were covered with muscle and I had a well-defined six-pack, and my dick was larger, almost 10 inches long, and as thick as a can of Red Bull. Maybe it hadn't been a dream. It seemed that I was indeed the vengeance of the fates. I looked across the bathroom where my razor and shave gel sat and held out my hand. Both items flew across the bathroom to my hand.
Well, this changes things. That's for certain. Just then Janice came into the bathroom.
Master, I thought I heard you up.
You wanted to talk to me before I need to leave.
I frown. Why are you leaving so early?
Your dad isn't my only client I need to see today. I have a woman whose husband is trying to take away her daughter for no reason than to make her suffer. I need to meet with her before your father.
I'm sorry if that upsets you, Master.
I looked into Janice's eyes and pushed.
Tell me the whole story about this woman and her husband. Leave nothing out.
What I heard changed my plan for the day. While ensuring Dad never had the chance to harm anyone again was important, this woman needed my help. It seemed like vengeance was going to rain down on her rich slime ball of an ex-husband, and maybe I'd found a way to provide for my growing family too.
Chapter 4.
I woke and sat up. That was the strangest dream I'd ever had. Then I realized that I felt different, stronger maybe. I slowly slid out of the bed and went back into the bathroom. Once I turned on the light, I gasped. I was changed. I wasn't a 90-pound weakling anymore. I had muscles and definition.
My ribs were covered with muscle and I had a well-defined six-pack and my dick was larger, almost 10 inches long, and as thick as a can of Red Bull. Maybe it hadn't been a dream. It seemed that I was indeed the vengeance of the fates. I looked across the bathroom where my razor and shave gel sat and held out my hand. Both items flew across the bathroom to my hand. Well, this changes things. That's for certain. Just then Janice came into the bathroom.
Master, I thought I heard you up. You wanted to talk to me before I need to leave.
I frowned.
Why are you leaving so early? Your dad isn't my only client I need to see today. I have a woman whose husband is trying to take away her daughter for no reason than to make her suffer. I need to meet with her before your father. I'm sorry if that upsets you, Master.
I looked into Janice's eyes and pushed.
Tell me the whole story about this woman and her husband. Leave nothing out. Her name is Gina Cadman. She was married to Jefferson Cadman for 20 years. They have one daughter who is 16.
Jefferson Cadman, the owner of Cadman Investments?
Yes, that's her ex. I read about their divorce last year. Something about her saying that he hid money offshore so that her settlement was less than she deserved. That's right before the divorce, their net worth was thought to be $500 million. However, when the business and accounting was valued for the divorce, it was valued at $200 million. She got half but is convinced that he moved the rest of the money offshore somewhere. We have people trying to track and prove that he had more, but it's next to impossible. Is that why you are meeting her today, to tell her that you can't find the rest of the money?
Janice shook her head.
No, Master. I am going to see here because Jefferson is now seeking full custody of their daughter, saying that his wife is mentally unstable and unable to care for the girl.
I frowned.
Is that true? Is she unstable?
Janice glared.
Absolutely not. The whole reason for the divorce is that Gina realized that her husband had been grooming his daughter to become his sex slave when she came of age. She has proof, but the judge dismissed it. The official reason for the divorce was infidelity, because she caught him fucking his secretary in their bed one day when she was supposed to be out of town. The real reason was their daughter and the things she told her mother that her father was doing, touching her and telling her how good daughters took care of their daddy's needs.
I knew I'd been right. This was a definite case that I could get behind as the vengeance of the fates.
Janice, when are you meeting her?
My appointment with her is at 9, Master, then I'm supposed to see your father at 11. I smiled and put a hand on Janice's cheek.
Good girl, Janice.
She leaned into my hand and moaned.
Master, you know when you say that I need you to fuck me.
I let my hand stroke down her body before pulling her against my rapidly hardening dick. We had 2 hours before she needed to meet her client, so why not put my new and improved cock to the test?
I know, slut. I'll let you choose this time since you've been such a good girl. Which of your slut holes do you want me to fill with my cock?
After the second, good girl, Janice had pressed herself up against me as hard as she could and was grinding her soaking wet cunt against my thigh.
Please, Master, please, fuck this slut's needy pussy.
I wanted to test the new powers that the fates had said they'd given me, so I looked at Janice and imagined her pussy being as tight as a virgin's and increased her G-spot to the entire inside of her passage. I also increased the sensitivity of both her tits and her clit. Then I made it so that she would have the same sensation as getting her pussy fucked when anyone fucked her mouth and ass. Then I tightened up her breasts that had begun to sag with age and put a command to her body that all the hair below her nose would completely fall out and never regrow. Lastly, I decided that the ultimate vengeance on this woman who had allowed me to suffer at the hands of her slave was to make her a mother. So, I tweaked her body to drop not one but two eggs instantly. I was going to impregnate the bitch with my twins. I pushed the thought at her that she wanted nothing more than to become pregnant with my babies, and she wouldn't be truly happy until she was nursing a child I'd made with her at each breast. All this took just a minute. The whole time Janice was now ovulating and begging me to fuck her.
Turn around and grab the sink, slut. I'm going to fuck your needy cunt and come inside you.
Janice spun around, grabbed the edge of the vanity, and spread her legs while bending forward enough for me to get a good view of her pussy from between her legs.
Oh yes, Master, please fuck you cunt and coat my womb with your cum.
I lined up behind her and rubbed my dick along her dripping snatch a few times before plunging inside. Thankfully she was beyond wet, because I might have tightened her walls a bit too much. I had to shove repeatedly to get more than an inch inside her, and Janice screamed with a combination of pain and pleasure.
Oh God, you hurt my pussy so good, Master.
I pumped and shoved until I felt my new enlarged cockhead slam against her cervix, and she threw her head back as her back arched in ecstasy.
Fuck me, I'm so full, coming already. Fuck. Oh fucking God, Master, you're making me CUMM so hard.
I still wasn't all the way inside her, and I pulled out about halfway and gripped her hips and slammed my dick in her, feeling that last inch push my dickhead past the opening of her cervix. As I popped inside her womb, she wailed.
Oh God! You're in my womb! I'm coming again! After that, I kind of lost control and slammed into her repeatedly with short, hard strokes, never letting my cock slip out of her womb, and she turned into a mass of wordless screams, and her body seemed to lose all control as she shoved back at me like a woman possessed. It wasn't long before I couldn't hold back and knew I was about to come. I wanted Janice to know what I was doing to her.
I'm going to come in your womb, slut, and knock you up. You'll be carrying my baby after this.
She pushed back even harder and faster.
Yes, come in my womb, fuck your baby and me. Make me your pregnant slut, Master. Please, I want all your babies.
That was all it took, and I blasted rope after rope of my fertile seed deep into her open womb, coating both of the eggs I'd coaxed her to drop earlier. I knew she was pregnant, but I dropped a few more loads in her throughout the day just to make extra certain. Once I finished and pulled out, I spun Janice around.
Lick me clean, slut, then get cleaned up and dressed.
We'll meet at the breakfast table so I can tell you what the plan is for today.
Janice dropped to her knees and began to lick and suck all of our combined juices off my deflating cock and semi-empty balls. Almost instantly I began to harden again. It seemed that the fates forgot to tell me about one of the gifts they'd imparted to me. A super fast recovery time. By the time I was clean, I was ready to fuck again. However, I knew that Janice needed time to get cleaned up and dressed. Good thing I had three other sluts at my disposal. I left Janice as she climbed into the shower and hurried to my room.
I wanted to take care of this hard-on and then get dressed myself. I entered to see both Charlotte and Barbie awake. I'd not really done anything to use the punishment I'd given Charlotte and thought that this might be a good time to do so. I climbed on the bed between the two women.
Charlotte, do you remember your punishment for displeasing me yesterday?
She nodded with a frown on her face.
Yes, master, I am not allowed to come until this evening. That's right, you will get right to the edge and only climb closer to coming but won't come at all until I take your virginity tonight. Now come set your pretty little pussy on my face so I can eat my breakfast. Barbie, you climb on my cock and ride my like you can't get enough until I empty my balls inside you.
Both girls scrambled to do as I asked, and before I knew it I was balls deep in the red-haired co-ed, while my virginal sister grounded her honey-sweet pussy over my mouth and tongue. In about half an hour, Barbie screaming through non-stop orgasms, and Charlotte was begging me to let her come as I finally emptied my balls deep inside Barbie. As this happened, I took a look inside to make sure both girls were healthy. I also stopped each of them from ovulating until I wanted them to. I may have control over them, but I didn't want to mess up either of their futures with a pregnancy this early in their lives. Besides, I was already going to be a father thanks to my encounter with Janice this morning.
Girls, go clean up quickly and then join me and Janice downstairs for breakfast. I don't have much time but need to give everyone their instructions for the day.
That got me to thinking about my own father and the situation we were in. I had the girls quickly clean me and then started to get dressed, realizing that my new body made dressing a bit difficult. None of my clothes fit me anymore. Thankfully, I had another source of clothes and went to my parents' room and pulled out a pair of dress pants and a dress shirt of my father's. The shirt fit but was a little loose on me, but it would do for now. The pants also were a little loose in the waist, but a belt would fix that. I'd have to get new clothes. Thankfully, I had a plan to put a large amount of money in my pocket quickly. I just had to go downstairs and let Janice know what she was going to do to help me provide for our growing family. I also wanted to meet her last three slaves and decided what to do with them. The breakfast table was interesting. All three women sitting at the table were constantly trying to be the one with my attention. I knew I was going to have to use my powers before they came to blows.
All of you listen to me. I don't want any of you to be jealous of any woman I may claim or that I may spend time with. You each have agreed to serve me and to make me your master. There is no room for jealousy if you are giving your all to making sure I'm pleased and satisfied. In this house there is an order of slaves. Charlotte is top as she chose me of her own desire. Then comes Barbie, followed by Mom, and finally Janice, who while the bottom is not to be mistreated. She has a special place in my family. That is what we are now, my family. I will probably add more to it, and we will be looking at ways to accommodate them all. Now Charlotte and Barbie. I want the two of you to go to Barbie's dorm and move her out of there. She will be living here with us. Charlotte, I want you to help her and make sure her things are put in your old room. She will sleep with us most nights, but on occasion one or the other of you will be asked to stay in Charlotte's old room. Is that understood?
All four women, including my mom, answered.
Yes, master.
Good, I said with a smile.
Mommy slut, you will be in charge of the house. When you aren't at work, you will cook and clean just as you've always done.
You'll be happy doing this because you know that it makes me pleased to see the house taken care of and for good food to be on the table at meal times. Any time that I take your body, you will be ecstatic because it will mean that I've been more than pleased with you.
I turned my eyes to Janice.
For now, you will stay at your condo unless I summon you. However, you will take me to your bank on Monday and add me to all your accounts. You will also add me to the deed to your condo and transfer your car over to me as well. Today, when you see Dad, you will have paperwork for him to sign turning the house, car, and all his bank accounts over to me as well. Once he has signed, you will inform him that he is going to rot in jail. You'll tell him there is nothing you can do with such a cut and dry case. Then you will inform him that he is no longer your property. He is on his own. I'll see him before you do, so he will do as you say without question.
Janice shifted in her seat.
What is it, Janice? Master, I can get you a power of attorney that will allow you to take control, but the actual paperwork you want can't be done until Monday. If I drop him as a client before then, he will not be allowed to see me, nor will I be allowed to take him paperwork to sign.
Fine, then I will allow you to wait until Monday before his arraignment to do any of the things I've said.
However, you will not try in any way to alert him to what is coming, and you will make sure that he pleads guilty at the hearing.
She steadily down and smiled.
Yes, master, I will gladly do that. Next, you will go with me in a minute to buy a suit that fits me. You will pay for it, and then we will meet with your client this morning. You will introduce me as Greg Masters, a fixer who can solve her problems with her ex. You will recommend she hear me out and allow me to help fix her problems.
Janice's eyes got big.
Can you fix her problems, master?
I nodded my head.
Yes, if she hires me to do so.
That's wonderful, master.
Now all of you in this house, the downstairs requires clothing to be worn. However, none of you will wear panties, nor will you wear pants, skirts, dresses, or nightgowns only. I want access to you whenever I wish it, but I don't want any visitors or people passing by seeing what belongs to me. Upstairs is a no-clothes zone. You will strip at the top of the stairs and always be naked up there. In front of others, you will only call me by my name. In private you will call me sir or master unless I've told you otherwise. Barbie, you may call me by my name, and Charlotte, you may call me lover, as that is what we are now.
There was a chorus of,
yes, master,
from each of them.
I looked at the clock and realized that Janice and I needed to leave if we were going to make a stop at the tailor's before we headed to her office. I kissed each of my sluts goodbye, taking extra time to work Charlotte back into a frenzy.
Tonight, I'm taking your virginity, Charlotte, that's when you will be allowed to come.
She blushed and all but vibrated with her desire.
Thank you, lover.
As I turned to walk away, Barbie spoke softly.
Master, I have a request.
I stopped.
What is it, Barbie?
My roommate is Janice's other college slut. Without me, she will be in danger. She is very submissive. I keep her from doing what everyone at school suggests to her. May she move here with me?
I looked at Janice and she nodded.
Amber is just like your mom. Without a master or mistress to tell her what to do, she will follow anyone, until she finds a dom to control her. I had her submit to Barbie when not with me so that she wouldn't be taken advantage of. You should also know that she is a freshman and your age. Her father is Congressman Stanch. He would make a very powerful ally if he thought you were dating his daughter and treating her right.
I thought about that.
I would need someone who could appear in public as my woman, and it would be nice to have the support and protection of a member of Congress. I nodded and looked at Barbie.
Yes, you may bring her with you.
Have her bring all of her things. We will make some arrangements to set Charlotte's old bedroom up like your dorm was. So take some pictures of your dorm set up and send them to my phone. Charlotte will give you the number. Don't let her leave the house until I have a chance to meet her and take her as my own.
Barbie squealed and kissed me.
Thank you, master. I will make sure she is ready to become your slut too. I decided then to make one last change to all of them and pushed my command into each of them. Starting with Janice.
Janice, from now on, when you hear me say good girl, you will not need me to stick my dick in you. Instead, you will have a strong orgasm.
Then I pushed the same thought to each of them. As I turned and walked toward the front door, I called out over my shoulders.
That's my good girls.
I left the house to a chorus of moans and groans with Janice holding on to me for dear life as she tried to walk with me through her orgasm. The trip to the tailor's was quick. I had Janice buy one off-the-rack suit that fit me pretty well, and the tailor took my measurements to make me several more tailored to my body, as well as just some shirts and pants. I was going to have to dress the part one plan to play in the community. This weekend I was going to finish up the changes to my family and life, and come Monday I was going to make several big changes that set me on the path to acting as the Fates' Vengeance. But right now, I was going to fix a problem for a rich woman and make my fortune as well. Thanks to my powers, I was going to become a millionaire and secure my family's future. Janice and I entered the offices of the law firm she was a partner in. The place was very posh, and if not for my new suit and confidence, I would have felt completely out of place, as it was I walked in with my head high. I wasn't just Greg Masters, everyone's whipping boy anymore. No, I was Greg Masters, the hand of vengeance for the Fates. Maybe no one but me knew it, but that didn't matter. I almost tripped as I saw the woman standing beside the desk outside Janice's corner office. She was African American, and her skin was the color of a cup of coffee heavy on the cream, like my mother drank it. Her brown eyes and long straight hair highlighted her full lips and cute little button nose. She was sex personified. Her body was hidden behind a sharp business suit, but I could see enough to know she was perfectly proportioned. Her breasts were probably a C-cup, just a tad bigger than my sister's but much smaller than Barbie's. Her waist was narrow, and it was obvious that she took pride in her body. Like a lot of African-American women in their upper 20s, early 30s, her hips were wide and her ass couldn't be hidden by the tight pencil skirt or jacket she wore. I could only hope this was the assistant that Janice told me was her slave.
Is that your assistant?
Janice smiled as she saw my interest.
Yes, Greg, that is Lauren. She belongs to you now. Everything I own belongs to you. However, you won't enjoy owning her.
I frowned.
Why would you say that? She's exquisite. She also is a lesbian. She hates men and despises the touch of any man. That's why I became her mistress. I promised to never make her have sex with a man.
Oh, this was another fun challenge for me. I wanted to test my skills of pushing my thoughts on another without speaking out loud. It was a power I hadn't used much, and knew that there would be times I would need to change things that way, so this was a great time to practice. I pushed at Lauren and had her notice me and realize that I aroused her. Instantly, I could feel her mind trying to reject that thought. She didn't like men, they couldn't arouse her. I pushed the thought even harder. At the same time, I sent a small jolt of pleasure through her clit and G-spot, not enough to cause her to orgasm, just enough that she became confused at why I caused her to want to consider sex with a man for the first time since college. Before that thought fully settled, I sent the commands to her body that any time I touched her casually or she touched me, she would have a very small orgasm. I also implanted that if I touched her above the clothes in an erogenous zone such as her tits, ass or her pelvic region, she would experience a slightly stronger orgasm. If I should kiss her lips or touch her skin in those same places, she would have an orgasm strong enough to make her knees collapse. I also sent a command to her that she would not be able to get me out of her thoughts. She would find herself daydreaming about giving herself to me, and those daydreams would keep her highly aroused, but she wouldn't even attempt to satisfy herself, or allow another woman or man to satisfy her either. Then I looked at Janice, who was smirking at me. Even broken, the woman thought she might win this one small battle.
Introduce me to her as a consultant on the Cadman case.
Yes, master. Janice then walked up to Lauren.
Good morning, Lauren. This is Greg Masters, he's here to consult on the Cadman case. Is Mrs. Cadman here yet?
Lauren looked at me and her eyes lingered a moment, then she turned to Janice.
No, Miss Cinder, she called to say she was running a few minutes late.
All right, when she gets here, send her right in.
Of course, ma'am.
I held out my hand to the assistant.
Lauren, was it? It's a pleasure to meet you.
She took my hand automatically and then shuddered slightly and sucked in a gasp. I gave her a concerned look as I stroked my thumb across the back of her hand.
Is everything all right?
I didn't shock you, did I?
I have a tendency to seem to shock the beautiful women I touch.
She pulled her hand away as she shook her head.
And no, you didn't shock me.
I just didn't expect your hand to be so warm.
I smiled and placed my hand on her shoulder, feeling her shiver again.
I hear that a lot as well. Then I removed my hand and brushed against her side as I passed her again, causing her to suck in a breath.
I bit my lip to keep from laughing out loud.
By the time I had Janice bring her to me, she'd be all but begging me to fuck her senseless. Which I fully intended to do, but not today.
Today was about my family not adding yet another person to it.
When we entered her office, Janice went behind the desk and turned on her computer, quickly pulling up the file on Jefferson Cadman. This is what we have on Mr. Cadman. As you can see, he is very clever at hiding his assets, and somehow it appears he has the judge in his pocket. If this goes to trial, then I'm pretty sure that Claire will lose custody of Wendy.
Don't worry, Janice, I promise you, that won't happen.
If Ms. Cadman agrees to my proposal, I guarantee that Jefferson will drop the case and sign his parental rights over to her. I may even be able to get her the missing money for a small finder's fee.
Greg, what makes you think you can do that?
I told you, Janice, slut, because I'm a true master. There isn't anyone who won't do exactly what I tell them.
Do you doubt me?
I know you're a true master, but Greg, this isn't about submission and dominance. This is about a young girl's life and her mother's mental health.
I shook my head.
No, Janice, this is about vengeance. About stopping a wrong that is happening and returning the Cadman's lives to the proper balance, while punishing her husband for his evil acts.
Janice's phone buzzed before she could respond.
Answer the phone and do what I've told you, Janice, or I'll have no choice but to punish you.
I promise you, if you make me punish you, then you won't enjoy it at all.
Should I demonstrate quickly?
With that, I shoved on the pain receptors in her brain for 1 second, and she opened her mouth to scream, only to find she couldn't make a sound.
Then I let the pain fade. Answer the phone, Janice. Your punishment will be 10 times more painful and last most of the day if you disobey me.
She looked at me, fear now on her face.
Yes, master.
I could see her thought, and she wondered just what I had become.
I smiled. I'm vengeance in the flesh, Janice. You wouldn't be in this situation at all if you'd just done right by me and reported my father for his abuse all those years.
She answered the phone.
Yes, Lauren. Send her in.
Janice sank into her chair, keeping one eye on me. She stood as a middle-aged woman with blonde hair and hazel eyes came into the room. She wore her wealth like a mantle. Her pants and shirt were obviously tailored to fit her body, and she was only slightly overweight, like she was fighting the battle of the bulge and holding her own. The look of worry on her face shook me to my core.
Yes, this woman needed my help, and while I wanted to secure my family's financial future, I suddenly knew I'd help her for free if she said no to my proposal.
Claire, thanks for coming in on a weekend. I know how busy you are.
Never too busy to find out what you plan to do about Jefferson and this ridiculous custody petition.
Well, as to that, let me introduce you to this young man.
Claire Cadman, this is Greg Masters. He is a consultant I thought you should meet.
The woman's brow wrinkled with a frown.
I don't understand, why would you want me to meet a teenager?
What kind of consultant is he?
I smiled and walked close to her and held out my hand.
What Miss Snyder is trying not to say, Mrs. Cadman, is that I'm a special kind of consultant. I'm what people like your husband call a fixer.
Do you know what that is?
Of course I do. I was married to Jefferson for 20 years.
I know what a fixer is.
But what is it you think you can fix from a young man?
I can fix your custody situation firstly. For $250,000 I will get you ex-husband to not only drop the suit but to also sign away all his parental rights to your daughter. On top of that, I will guarantee that he never bothers your daughter again. On top of that, if he did hide money to keep from giving you your fair share of his wealth for a finder's fee of 1%, I'll see that you receive the other $150 million he owes you.
She looked at me shocked.
You're telling me that for $1,750,000 you can make all my problems with Jefferson Cadman, one of the richest and most ruthless men in the country, go away? How old are you anyway?
My age doesn't matter. I guarantee you that if I tell you I can do these things, then I can do them. It's up to you if you want to believe me or not. I tell you what, hire me, and I won't even ask for any of the money up front. If I can't do what I say, you aren't out anything.
That's not true. If you attempt to do these things and fail, then Jefferson will make my life more of a living hell than it already is.
How can he make it worse? If he wins this custody battle, and both you and Ms. Snyder seem to think he will, then he'll take your daughter and turn her into a sexual toy. Is there anything worse he could do to you?
You don't understand, he's evil. I pushed that she should calm down and trust me. I walked over and knelt down beside her.
You don't know me, but I promise you, if you trust me to fix this for you, you'll never have to fear your ex-husband again. Instead, he'll fear that you'll send me to visit him again.
I watched as my push thought calmed her, and despite her reservations, she suddenly did trust me.
I'd pay you $10 million if you could make him fear me.
I smiled and shook my head. What I'm asking is enough for this job. I'll make him afraid of you as a bonus if you want.
Janice cleared her throat.
The custody hearing is Wednesday. This will need to be resolved before then.
I looked at Janice. Do you have a standard termination of parental rights form that I can have him sign?
She hit a key on her computer, and the printer spit out a form. It will need to be witnessed by two people and signed by a notary as well.
I stood and nodded.
Let's meet back here at 4 p.m. Monday. I'll have the termination of parental rights with me then. I'll need a bank account and routing number to have the missing money transferred into as well.
Janice smiled.
We still have the holding account that we use for the divorce. I can give you that information. We'll transfer the funds to Mrs. Cadman from there.
That's fine with me.
You will have an account set up Monday night for my fee to be deposited in as well, Janice?
She shook her head.
I'll take care of it right now.
I took Mrs. Cadman's hand.
I'll see you Monday night, then you and your daughter can celebrate being free from that bastard.
Claire shook her head.
We may be free of his interference then, but it will be years before Wendy will truly be free of the damage he did to her.
I could see in her mind that her daughter was undergoing therapy to try and undo the brainwashing that her own father had done to her. Had he not gotten caught with his dick in his secretary, he might have succeeded in making his daughter into a sex toy.
Why don't you bring Wendy with you Monday evening?
I'll reassure her that her father will never come near her again. I had to push harder to get Claire to believe that I might be able to make a difference in her 16-year-old daughter's recovery. But the thought was there, and I could see the hope that my assurance might help Wendy's recovery take root.
I'll just leave you two to finish up the details. Janice, I'll be waiting for you outside for our next appointment. Don't forget to have those account numbers for me, Claire's and mine. It will just be a few minutes, Greg.
I smiled.
Take your time. I'll just go talk to Lauren while I wait.
I opened the door and walked out to the desk where Lauren was sitting. When she saw me, she started to fidget in her chair. I pushed at her that she wouldn't be able to lie to me or keep anything from me as I perched on the edge of the desk.
What's wrong, Lauren? You look a little flustered.
You're what's wrong?
I don't understand what's wrong with me. Everything about you is wrong. I find myself attracted to you.
That's wrong. I shrugged.
I don't see what's wrong with it. I'm attracted to you as well.
She sighed and shook her head.
You don't understand. I'm a lesbian. I'm not attracted to any man. I've never been attracted to men.
I laughed.
I don't think that's true. You just said you're attracted to me.
As a matter of fact, I think you're more than just attracted to me.
I think I turn you on.
You shouldn't though. I shrugged again.
And yet I do.
I know I do, and so do you, Lauren.
I saw how you reacted when I touched you. Admit it, even if I just stroke your cheek like this.
I ran the back of my hand down her cheek and she shuddered.
You soaked your panties, don't you?
She pushed her cheek into my hand and moaned.
Yes, but I don't understand.
What's to understand?
I turn you on. You want me to fuck you, don't you?
She seemed really confused.
I don't know. I mean, obviously you turn me on. I can't deny that, but I don't like having sex with men. They never satisfy me.
I wonder if that's true.
If you shudder and soak your underwear when I touch you, I wonder what would happen if I were to kiss you.
I looked into her eyes and moved close enough to her mouth that she could feel my breath against her lips.
What do you think, Lauren? What would happen if we kissed?
She moaned as I cupped the back of her neck with my hand as I leaned to where my lips were just a hair away from hers.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Then,
I whispered. Let's find out. After which I closed the distance, sealing her mouth to mine. She moaned and pushed her upper body against mine. I took her bottom lip in my teeth and pulled, causing her to open, and I thrust my tongue into her mouth, fucking her mouth with my tongue. She grasped me tighter and all but cried out in my mouth. I pulled her to a standing position and pulled her whole body tight against mine. She moaned even more and started to grind her clit against my thigh. I let one hand slide down her back and gripped her ass, causing her to quake and moan even more. Then my hand continued down to the edge of her skirt, which I lifted and ran my hand back up the back of her thighs until I reached her panty line. I slid my hand inside her panty through the leg hole and gripped her naked ass cheek. She yanked her mouth away from mine and gave a little scream as she came, and her legs gave out so that I was holding her up by my grip on her ass.
I guess we know what happens when I kiss you.
She continued to rub against me.
Please.
I looked into her lust-filled eyes.
Please, what, Lauren? Please fuck me.
I don't understand how this is happening, but I want you to fuck me. I shook my head.
I can't fuck you, Lauren. You're a lesbian. You don't really want me to fuck you, do you?
Yes.
Please, Greg, please fuck me. I want you. I need you. I don't understand, but you make me feel things no other man can.
That's because you belong to me, Lauren.
I'll let you in on a secret. Janice is my slut, and everything she owns belongs to me. That means you belong to me, doesn't it, Lauren?
She looked at me.
Janice really belongs to you?
I nodded.
She does. After Mrs. Cadman leaves, ask her, she'll admit that she is now my submissive slut. If you ask, she'll tell you she gave me everything she owns last night while I fucked her into oblivion. Now take off those panties and give them to me.
She quickly reached under her skirt and slipped off the silk boy short style panties that were pink. The crouch of them were about two shades darker from the cream that had run out of Lauren's pussy.
Sit down and show my your pretty pussy, Lauren. If it pleases me, maybe I'll take you as my slut. If it doesn't, I'll just leave and you can go back to munching on other women's cunts.
She quickly sat in her desk chair, pulling her dress up around her waist, leaving herself exposed. Once in the chair, she spread her legs and reached down, spreading her lips apart so that I could see right up inside her dripping snatch. The liquid of her arousal ran in a steady stream out of her pretty pink pussy. Her clit was already standing out of its hood, and she was obviously primed to fuck. It took every ounce of willpower I had not to drop my pants and plunge into her right then and there. I sighed and looked up from her display.
Well, it is pretty. But I've seen prettier pussies. I tell you what, Lauren, tonight you go home and shave off all that hair. If you do that and send me a picture of your pretty little pussy without an ounce of hair around it, then Sunday afternoon, I'll come over to your house and fuck you like you asked. But if I come and fuck you, then you'll belong to me for as long as I want you. Do you understand? No one else, not Janice or anyone, will be allowed to even see that pussy or your ass or your tits unless I give you permission to show them.
I understand.
How can I send you the picture?
I pulled my cell phone out of my pocket.
What's your number?
She gave me her cell number and I dialed her. Her phone rang.
That's my number, now you can text me after my pussy is clean and naked. Do you understand me?
Yes, master.
That's a good girl.
I reached down, unable to resist any longer, and plunged two fingers in her pussy, giving it a few quick pumps, causing her to throw back her head and scream silently as the orgasm hit her from my earlier commands. I pulled out and sucked the cream off my fingers. She was spicy, not sweet like my little sister. I looked her in the eye.
No touching yourself or pleasing yourself until you see me again. Now cover up, no one else is allowed to see my pussy and ass.
She quickly stood and pulled down her dress, covering herself. I held up her panties before putting them in my pocket.
You don't wear these anymore. If I come by, I want to have access to what belongs to me. Do you understand?
Yes, master.
I will always be ready for you. Don't disappoint me, Lauren. You won't like what happens if I don't get my picture tonight.
I won't, master.
Will you kiss me again before you leave?
I laughed.
Greedy little thing, aren't you?
She smiled a shy smile. I leaned in and gave her a quick kiss, causing her to moan and shake again. I had just stood up and stepped around the front of her desk when the door opened, and Claire and Janice exited the office.
I'll see you Monday evening, Claire. Don't forget to bring Wendy with you.
I strengthened her hope that I could do all I said I could. Then turned to Janice after Claire had left.
Tell Lauren what you are, Janice. What do you mean, Greg?
I frowned.
Have you forgotten already what happens if you displease me, slut?
She blanched.
No, master, of course not. Then tell Lauren what you are, now.
Janice looked at her former submissive slut and assistant.
I am Master Greg's submissive cum slut. I live only to please him. He is my everything.
I walked up behind her and patted her on the ass.
That's a good girl.
Janice couldn't ignore the programming that I'd given her earlier, and she collapsed on the ground, writhing in ecstasy, screaming out her orgasm.
Coming for you, master. So good.
I looked at Lauren, who was staring at her former mistress and boss in shock.
That's the tip of the pleasures you can look forward to once you give yourself to me fully, Lauren.
Then I looked down at Janice, who was just starting to recover on the floor.
Get up, slut. We have another appointment to keep. But first you can suck my cock.
Janice rose to her knees and crawled over to me, unzipping my pants and taking my cock out. As she slid her lips over my throbbing dick, I looked at Lauren, whose eyes had gone wide seeing her former mistress obey my every order.
Why don't you come and join her, Lauren? You can take turns sucking me, and if you both do a good job, I'll come on your faces to let the world know you belong to me.
Like a bullet shot from a rifle, Lauren was on her knees licking the part of my dick that Janice didn't have in her mouth. Every few strokes they would trade places with each other. Lauren was able to take more of my cock into her mouth than Janice was, which surprised me seeing as how she was until a few minutes ago a lesbian. It wasn't between the two of them and their talented mouths that I was ready to blow a massive load.
I'm about to come, sluts. Face me and tilt your faces up to receive my cum.
The both scrambled to line up side by side in front of me, faces tilted to receive my load with their mouths open.
Close your mouths. I want all my cum on your faces, not in your mouths.
They obeyed, and I stroked my dick until I spewed six huge ropes all over their faces. I wiped my last remaining drips off my cock onto Janice's face.
Now rub it all over your faces, sluts, so that you're completely covered. I want my cum on your faces until you go home tonight.
They both did as I told them as I put my cock back in my pants and zipped up.
Now get on your feet. Lauren, you will finish up here and do as I told you when you get home.
Janice, hurry up, you nasty slut, we have to go see my dad. Janice got up, the flush of humiliation on her face at what I'd made her do.
Why did you do that?
She asked after we were safely in the car.
Because I wanted to.
Imagine, Janice, I could have made you do that in front of Claire Cadman, or I could come by the office Monday and make you do it in front of the entire firm. Worse yet, I could come into court and make you do it in the courtroom in front of the judge, your peers, the jury, and the press. But I didn't, I just used you to show Lauren that you did indeed belong to me. Think about that. After all, you gave my father pleasure the entire 8 years he was torturing me. You knew he was abusing me and did nothing. You're lucky I let you feel any pleasure at all. I could make it so every praise and every fuck felt like you were being burned alive. On top of that, I could make you crave it, knowing it was going to hurt like hell. Instead, I let you feel pleasure the likes of which you've never experienced with anyone else.
I could see the tears rolling down her face.
You're right. I knew and I did nothing. I hated you, and so I turned a blind eye while he abused you.
You hated me?
Why, what did I ever do to you at 8 years old? You took your mother away from me. Once she had you, she quit submitting to me. She only submitted to your father until after your accident. Once your father started hurting you, she came back to me. So, I hated you for taking her from me.
I bit my tongue to keep from exploding at her, and I kept my thoughts from pushing at her. I wanted to hurt her. I wanted to punish her, but I didn't. This wasn't about revenge, it was about vengeance. They were two different things. I don't know how I knew that, but I did. I had my vengeance, and I'd make it more later by fixing it so Janice couldn't come unless it was with me. I knew she was my bottom slut for now, but I also knew that she would find someone to have sex with when I couldn't or wouldn't fuck her. But wouldn't she be surprised when she couldn't come with anyone else? When they didn't even get her close to coming. For now, I'd focus on Dad. I was going to use my powers to see him before Janice did, and when I was done, he'd be begging the judge to lock him up.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.